This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine is a program about the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. Put those all together for you each weekend, and you can participate. You can come directly into the doctor's office, even on a weekend when it's hard to reach your primary care practitioner for advice. 877-726-8255. We're here for all and sundry natural therapies, high-tech medications, or your comments on what's going on in the health scene. 877-726-8255. And it's a beautiful weekend, and it's a great opportunity for exercise, especially over the summer. We tend to ramp up our exercise. And I've been doing that in preparation for a triathlon. I've been swimming and biking and running. And so the question comes up, does all that additional exercise make a difference? And that's a controversial proposition. It's one thing to exercise because it feels good or you have a sense of accomplishment. But is there a threshold beyond which all that extra exercise makes no difference or even can cause harm? And that's a particular concern to me and perhaps to some of you who are active, especially those of you who are in the post-50 generation. Because active seniors are part of the scene. So let's take a dive on that subject. The things we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about monkeypox. We're going to talk about a study in the New England Journal of Medicine, which suggests that vitamin D supplementation is worthless. We should stop testing, and we should stop taking vitamin D. That's the conclusion of a widely publicized study, and we'll do a deep dive on that subject in just a few moments. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's get started on the exercise theme. Headline here, walking 7,000 steps a day can cut the risk of heart disease. That sounds like an ambitious proposition, but at a brisk pace, it takes the average person about 70 minutes to complete 7,000 steps. And according to this new study, taking 7,000 steps a day, which is easy to measure because many devices will do that. Now the Apple Watch will do that along with other fitness devices, the Garmin and so on. And you can document your steps, and some of these devices are pretty economical. You can get them for $100 or so to calculate your daily activities. So the study examined a group of adults between 38 and 50 who took at least 7,000 steps daily. That's about 3 miles. And that's doable. That's doable for most people. And they discovered that these individuals were much less likely to die over the next decade. Check it out. Mortality rates among both white and black participants fell by 63 and 70% respectively compared to their sedentary peers. Now, you might say, Correlation is not causation, because if you are exceedingly debilitated, you won't be able to do that. And if you're debilitated, you're at higher risk for dying. So this just means that the people who are able to exercise are less likely to die. But there actually have been some intervention studies. An analysis in Norway discovered that increasing the step count for sedentary individuals reduced death rates among unfit groups by up to 57%. Earlier studies in the U.S. that found that just 4,000 steps a day, that's a couple of miles, reduced mortality by around 30%. So what I say here is that when it comes to reducing the risk of heart disease and reducing the risk of dying, which is, after all, right, the most important statistic, exercise is kind of an 80-20 proposition. And by that I mean 20% of the exercise will get you 80% of the benefit. But according to a new study, and this is a reassuring study for me because, you know, what's the point of all that extra exercise and exertion unless you like it? And I do like it. I get a sense of accomplishment. I feel it's a stress buster. I feel fit and relaxed after exercising. I sleep better. It turns out that exceeding those standard exercise guidelines boosts survival. So the bottom line is that Americans are advised to do a minimum of 150 to 300 minutes a week of moderate exercise, or 70 to 150 minutes a week of vigorous exercise. And I would fit into the latter category by a factor of maybe 5, because during the average week I might exercise 12, 15 hours or more at a high level of intensity by swimming, biking, running, or sometimes doing some resistance exercise in the gym. So the big study, results from more than 100,000 U.S. adults followed for 30 years. That's a great study, because you don't want to, you know, you're not going to see much if you follow people for 2, 3, 4 years. Adults who reported completing 4 times the minimum recommended activity levels. Remember, that's 150 to 300 minutes a week of moderate exercise, or 75 to 150 minutes a week of vigorous exercise. These folks completed 4 times the minimum recommended activity levels. They found that there was indeed a benefit. What they found is that those fitting in 2 to 4 times the recommended minimum had a 28 to 38% lower risk for cardiovascular disease mortality, heart attacks, strokes, and a 26 to 31% lower risk for all-cause mortality. With a caveat, the mortality benefit appeared to plateau with 600 minutes per week of moderate physical exercise. That showed that there was no additional benefit. Now, as to harm, some studies have suggested that long-term high-intensity exercise like marathons, triathlons, which I do, and long-distance cycling, which I do, but, you know, I'm not, you know, doing centuries, which is like 100-mile, you know, Tour de France-type efforts, may be associated with an increased risk of atrial fibrillation or coronary artery calcification and sudden cardiac death. But there's a problem with these studies, because these studies don't look at people necessarily who exercise sensibly. According to an analysis, they capture a mix of people who chronically exercise at high levels and then those who do it sporadically, like weekend warriors, which possibly could be harmful. So in this study, they looked at consistent long-term activity and saw that there was no harm. In fact, there was a benefit. So this study should be reassuring to those of you who endeavor to stay fit at a higher level. But remember, any level of physical activity, whatever your triathlon is, you know, whether it's, you know, walking the dog for a mile or two at a leisurely pace, there are distinct benefits. And you get most of the benefits with moderate exercise. You want to take it up a little, take it up a notch, fine. You will get additional benefits. But you don't have to be a master's athlete doing all kinds of incredible feats of endurance to achieve most of the benefits. It's an 80-20 proposition. 20% of the exertion will get you 80% of the benefits, and then you want that additional 20%, go for it. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your phone calls. We want you to participate in today's show. Call us with questions or comments. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale at my online full script supplement dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. November 25th through 29th, 5 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Reinvest in your wellness goals with savings on supplements. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 5 days only from November 25th through 29th. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here is Victoria Wick, jewelry designer and author. all of your big names, like Procter & Gamble, Trader Joe's, Burger King, all these companies started in the middle of a financial meltdown by small entrepreneurs who understood the needs of their next-door neighbors or whatever. We're at that point right now, right after COVID, an economy that's really uncertain globally. So I feel like right now is a great opportunity for a savvy entrepreneur to really step up and make some bold decisions that's going to help them.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, and you can record a question, but we have a live caller right now. The name is Scott. How you doing?
Hi. Hi, doctor.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I'm nervous now.
We're just having a conversation, just you and me, so don't worry about it. Nobody listens to this program. You know, that we have zero audience, so no sweat. It's just you and me talking on the phone.
I've been listening to you for so many years, so many years.
That's great to hear.
The question is, you know, there's like, even listening to your shows, statins. Some people, you should never take a statin, and maybe you have some other opinion. My situation is, my cholesterol is always been on that borderline high, 200, let's just say, with maybe a good ratio. I don't know exact numbers. But now, 2 years ago, I got one of those CT cardiac scans, and I had a high calcium score in two arteries, like 300 and 300, so combined 700. At that time, they wanted to do like a cath, but I said, nah, forget about it. I'm not really having any symptoms or anything, and my regular doctor agreed.
Yeah, I think that's actually a judicious decision, Scott, because the problem with, having tests like that is that, the test may reveal, some a little narrowing or something like that. And before you know it, often they put in a stent, because when you sign the consent form, when you get that done, you might wake up and say, oh, well, we fixed it all up for you. Well, something that you didn't need fixed. And studies show that stents only prevent death in people who actually have active heart disease. They have, severe shortness of breath, limited walking ability before they have chest pain, what's called angina. So unproven that these stents prevent anything. So anyway, that was a judicious decision.
So 2 years later, now I'm thinking that I am having symptoms of some angina. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I went. I'm thinking it, but now it's just like, hey, of course they prescribed me statin, my doctor, and they have me saying, listen, stop messing around. Let's go and look to see if you have a blockage, an angiogram. So I'm saying, and now 2 years later, I think I'm gonna schedule it. And they're not gonna do it. I'm gonna end up with a stent, but that's my opinion. But like statins, should I be taking the statin just knowing what I was prescribed?
Let me weigh in on this. Look, I'm not inalterably opposed to statins. I just think that they're applied too frequently to cases where people simply have high cholesterol, but they have no plaque. So I have in front of me an article, it's a classic article, entitled Lack of an Association or an Inverse Association between Low-Density Lipoprotein Cholesterol and Mortality in the Elderly. And unfortunately, what they define as elderly is over 60, and I presume you are likely to be over 60. merely because you had high, merely because you had high cholesterol is not a reason to be on a statin, but it's been demonstrated now that you have some degree of plaque, and that could be dangerous. And so, well, you're having some symptoms. It could be heartburn. It could be anxiety. You know, we don't know. Deconditioning because you're breathless when you exercise. But it could also be a heart-related problem. So in this case, an angiogram is warranted, and you plan to get one. Statins can help people who are at high risk. And you may be at high risk given your plaque score and the forthcoming results of the angiogram. And we don't know what the symptoms you're experiencing represent, but they may represent some compromise of your circulation of the heart. And so statins could play a role here. But where I depart from the consensus is simply to give everyone with high cholesterol statin drugs to lower them, because studies suggest, and this freaks out some of my patients, they have very high cholesterol, but we discover they have no plaque. So there's no point in going on a statin drug, and I argue against it. But in your case, I'm leaning towards saying, go for it. But when you do,
no, I read all of the articles, and I thought that maybe that's what you thought. But hey, I tried that call, and I got on. Thank you very much.
So I'm sort of like the "say it ain't so" doc, you know, for a lot of people, or the Supreme Court, the court of last appeal. When people don't want to go on medication, and sometimes have to say, hey, you know, sorry, but I can't get you off the hook, because indeed there's a rationale for you to do something. All right, speaking of things that help the cardiovascular system, cocoa flavanols have been shown to reduce blood pressure and arterial stiffness in a real-life study. This is yet another study, because we talked about the COSMOS study recently that showed that cocoa flavanols, the active ingredient in pure cocoa, can help brain function and can also help cardiovascular circulation. This is the first study of its kind in which researchers set out to investigate the use of flavanols, a compound found in cocoa, in lowering blood pressure and arterial stiffness. So this is not, you know, brain disease. This is not heart disease. This is about blood pressure. And what they found is that the cocoa flavanols indeed help to lower blood pressure and reduce the stiffness of the arteries. And that's what, when they talk about hardening the arteries, that's what they're talking about. Your arteries become stiff, less compliant, and cocoa flavanols can help. In a moment, we'll tell you how you can get a hold of them. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
An app that can turn speech into subtitles and translate into different languages displaying the text on smart glasses has launched in the US. X-ray glasses now available on the Google Play Store, and when used in conjunction with NREAL smart glasses, uses artificial intelligence to add subtitles to real-life conversations in real time for the glasses wearer to help those who have hearing loss. The technology can also translate 9 of the world's most common languages into English, and the app also features a groundbreaking personal AI assistant. X-ray Glass founder and CEO Dan Scarf has more.
So we are so excited to be announcing the general availability of the X-ray Glass software. So we piloted this software back in August, and we've had dozens of people around the whole world testing this out, and we are finally ready to release this to everyone. So as of today, you can now buy the glasses on Amazon, and you can go to the Google Play Store, download the X-ray Glass app, and you can have your life subtitled tomorrow.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Like mysteries and treasure? Come on down to Wind River Resort and Casino for the Tribal Treasure Mystery Bonus Progressive.
With a chance to win up to $75,000.
The more you play, the better your chances of winning.
Must use River Club card.
There are two jackpot levels with Latin level starting at $2,000 and must hit by $10,000. Shasta level starts at $10,000 and must hit by $75,000. Look for stickers with all three tribal symbols on qualifying slot machines and play to win using your River Club card. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, just talking about the benefits of high flavanol cocoa when it comes to cardiovascular disease, brain disease, and now a new study suggesting that it can help high blood pressure. So does that mean, you know, eat high test chocolate ice cream with impunity, or go out and snarf a bunch of Mars bars or Snickers? Well, that's not going to work, because you really need a product that delivers high flavanol cocoa in an absorbable, bioavailable form. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But 877-726-8255, we got a call from Camilla. Is that the correct pronunciation of your name, Camilla, or is it Carmella?
It's Camille.
Oh, Camille. Okay.
Yes, I was going to say, is that me? This is I had a bone density test, and my spine is a T score of minus 3.8. The neck and
That's bad. A minus 2
and a minus 2.2.
Okay. So, but excuse me. Hold on for a second. So what that says is that your spine is highly vulnerable to fracture. That's a pretty bad score.
Yes, and I had a fracture recently.
Ah, bingo. So, you know, we don't even have to prognosticate. You've actually demonstrated that you're high risk. So you had a spinal compression fracture.
Yes.
Painful.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, it's better now. But the thing is, they want me to go on to, you know, medications. I don't want to take the medications because they have so many side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, could I do something else? Now I have been taking, you know, calcium, all the regular kind of things for quite a while, and I also had taken, I've forgotten the name of that other one, so that my spine hadn't been too bad until this last time. But I did have breast cancer 19 years ago.
Did you take chemo?
No, nothing. I had breast cancer, and then I did nothing else.
So the question has to do, I think you're leading to a question about estrogen?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, do you think estrogen might be a good, something else that I could take?
Okay, so let me address that. You've already had a spinal fracture. That's predictive of subsequent additional spinal fractures. Your score in the spine is very poor. And I'm going to begin to sound like a shill for the pharmaceutical industry because they just told the previous caller that he probably should go ahead and take a statin. And I'm going to tell you that you should take one of those potent anti-osteoporosis medications. Usually they're injectable, either Prolia something that is a bisphosphonate, an injectable bisphosphonate. Because you're at high risk for fracture. Now, estrogen, well, first of all, is somewhat contraindicated because you had breast cancer, although years after a mild brush with breast cancer, it's less likely that the estrogen is going to trigger another breast cancer. But estrogen is not that potent at reversing bone loss. What it'll do is it'll slow bone loss. So a lot of women starting estrogen maybe in their 50s, they can slow their progression towards osteoporosis. But once you have, you know, severe bone loss, just taking estrogen alone isn't going to repair your bone. So if I were your doctor, and in a sense I'm taking that role here on this phone call, I would recommend that you take something like Reclast or Prolia, which are strong bone builders. And, yes, they have potential side effects, but yeah, it's a risk-benefit equation. You're at high risk for fracture. I wouldn't take them if it was, a little minor bone loss, a little osteopenia. Don't take these powerful medications with potential side effects for no good reason. But you got a lot of bone loss, and you might be at risk for, you end up looking like the Hunchback of Notre Dame if you have multiple spinal compression fractures. And that's no picnic going forward in life.
And you think one of the best ones to take, or the ones with the least side effects, would be the Reclast?
Well, you know, they all have side effects, and I would leave it to your endocrinologist to decide. It's mostly endocrinologists or gynecologists who administer these medications, bone specialists. But, you know, see what they have to say for your particular type of problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Thank you very much. All right.
Well, thank you very much for calling. And, I understand your reluctance to take these medications, but, you know, I don't want this program to be about aversion to high-tech medicine under all circumstances. I think we should take a very reserved approach to taking powerful drugs, you know, powerful antidepressants, unnecessary cholesterol-lowering medications, taking osteoporosis drugs at the drop of the hat, for minor bone loss. But, you know, in this case, I don't want programs like mine to dissuade people from finding a proper solution to a serious problem. That's the message. 877-726-8255, our number. I promise to talk to you about a bioavailable form of all those cocoflavanols. And, yes, they're beneficial for heart, brain, for athletic endeavor. I take a little bit before this program, and I don't know. Do I sound smarter? I think that they definitely can be performance enhancing. Chocolate, of course, is a functional food, and if chocolate is your weakness, well, you got a double whammy, because enjoyable taste and health benefits can be yours. I've been searching high and low for cocoa products that deliver meaningful amounts of those healthful flavanols with great flavor and minimal sugar, and I'm thrilled to have found Flava Naturals. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols, as I've been saying, on heart and brain function. There's a recent Harvard study, the Cosmos study, showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death, but you need to eat five or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of these studies, so you get fat. Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages. I take the cocoa powder. Delivers 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. Their secret is sourcing premium high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate, the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. For more information, luscious recipes, and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. That's Flava, F-L-A-V, naturals.com. Get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout at flavanaturals.com. All right, 877-726-8255. I like these calls coming in. Keep them coming. And let's talk monkeypox. Monkeypox, you know, the World Health Organization wants to declare an emergency because we may be on the cusp of an epidemic of dreaded monkeypox. There's all kinds of debates about whether we should call it the monkeypox. They want to change the name because they think it's prejudicial to certain groups like monkeys. Or I don't know, maybe they're talking about Africans. But yes, it did originate in Africa. But guess what? There are monkeys in South America. There are monkeys in Asia. Monkeys all over the world. So why not call it monkeypox? It turns out that yes, a lot of people are really concerned, like, oh my goodness, we just got through COVID, and then we had the murder hornets, and now we've got Shark Week, and the latest is monkeypox. So I'm reading here an advisory from the New York City Department of Health, and it tells you about the criteria to be eligible to get vaccinated, because the vaccines are in short supply. They're being rationed, and you have to meet the following criteria to be eligible to be vaccinated. You have to be a gay, bisexual, or other man who has sex with men and or are transgender, gender nonconforming, or gender non-binary. You have to be age 18 or older, and you have to have had multiple or anonymous sex partners in the last 14 days. You have to meet all of those criteria. So for the vast majority of people listening, you don't meet these criteria. And you can be gay or you can be bisexual, but you can also be somewhat circumspect about your sexual encounters, because here it says you have to have had multiple or anonymous sex partners in the last 14 days. There's an advisory for men who have sex with men. They should reduce their number of sexual partners. That could be a way of reducing their risk of exposure to monkeypox. I mean, it's like, when it came to COVID, I mean, you had to go to work, you had to go to the market. There's certain things you had to do. You had to be with other people, but you didn't have to have sex with other people multiple times or anonymously. There is a way of preventing it. So then there's the concern about prisons, where a lot of illicit sex happens. And but here's another concern. A lot of people are concerned, like, you know, basic question, can I catch you from a toilet seat? Really? You know, like, if, say, I'm at a ball game or I'm in a restaurant, I have to go to the bathroom and I sit down on the toilet seat, can I catch it? It's a good question. So there's a study out of Germany where they had some of the first monkeypox cases. This comes to us from a study in June. What they found is that surfaces in hospital rooms where monkeypox patients were treated did show positive PCR tests for viral DNA. So the concern is, you know, things, surfaces that the individual with the monkeypox touched, or their clothing, or their towels, that could be, right? You know, that could transmit it. But here's what they say. As DNA is an environmentally stable molecule, in other words, it sticks around, detection of viral DNA by PCR cannot be equated with infectious virus. Our findings do not prove that infection can occur from contact with these surfaces. So even if the surfaces have the viral DNA, they don't know. No secondary case in the context of clinical care of the patients in our study has been observed so far. So there's not been no documented cases of people, you know, who are having frequent anonymous sex workers, people who are in monogamous relationships or not having frequent sex, having caught it from like an inanimate object. They just don't have any studies that suggest that. It's possible. So the implication for some of you is they maybe put some paper down on the toilet seat. You know, maybe that's a suitable precaution, but it's not necessarily de rigueur to do that. They say regular disinfection and frequent hand and skin areas, in addition to regular room cleaning and surface disinfection using products with at least virucidal activity against envelope viruses, can reduce infectious virus on surfaces. So, yeah, I mean, if you're caring for somebody who has monkeypox, you know, wash your hands, clean the surfaces, wash their towels and their clothes carefully, use gloves. Okay, get it. But there's no evidence necessarily that inanimate objects or surfaces can transmit it. So I got to say, this is going to be an issue. And you know, one reason it's such a big issue is because it affects a marginalized group, which is the gay and bisexual population. And it's kind of shades of HIV. There was a big uproar because it was felt that research on a cure for HIV, which ultimately we come up with, mostly good control measures, was politicized. And this, too, is politicized. And they got to show that they're paying attention to this for political reasons. But when it comes to the population at large, they have very, very little risk. The average person, this is not affecting. And it's not transmitted in a respiratory fashion like COVID, which is the good news. It requires close contact and frequent exposure. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's Cell Range line, Cell 1, Cell 2, and Cell 3, constitutes the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. SRW.co. Reduce stress and sleep better this holiday season with the Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit includes CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. The bundle also includes CBD Sleep, which aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. Treat yourself
or give the gift of peaceful days and tranquil nights to your loved ones. To order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for your Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Do you eat a lot of ultra-processed foods? Well, they are increasingly larger and larger percentages of our diets, and according to a recent study, comfort food leads to more weight gain during stress. Duh! That's based on findings in the journal Cell Metabolism. I'm not sure why they had to do a sophisticated study, but what they found is that during periods of stress, animals that are subject to stress gravitate towards junk food, the animal equivalent of junk food, and gain more weight. So, yeah, stress is a reason that people gravitate towards junk. And there's a new study that suggests that dementia risk climbs with intake of ultra-processed foods. Now, this is interesting because we just, and I've written about this in a new article for our newsletter coming out next week, about the crash and burn of one of our popular theories about Alzheimer's. We're questing for a magic bullet drug that will, that will reverse Alzheimer's disease. But the problem is that a lot of the research on which this is based turns out based on a fraudulent study in 2006. So they went down the rabbit hole on plaque-busting drugs that don't work based on a study that a whistleblower has now revealed was fraudulent. So diet and lifestyle are increasingly important as a way of preventing dementia. And this new study, big study, 72,000 people, dementia risk rose as consumption of ultra-processed foods increased. And what are they talking about here? Ultra-processed foods, which are high in added sugar, fat, and salt, and low in protein and fiber, include soft drinks, salty and sugary snacks, like, you know, we're talking chips, ice cream, hot dogs, deep-fried chicken, yogurt, which is, you know, healthy, plain yogurt, fine, but yogurt is often sweetened, canned baked beans and tomatoes, ketchup, mayonnaise, and packaged guacamole and hummus, all with additives. These foods contain food additives or molecules from packaging or produced during heating, all of which have been shown in other studies to have negative effects on thinking and memory skills. So what they found is that an increase of 10% in ultra-processed foods raised the risk of all-cause dementia by 25%. Vascular dementia, which is related to strokes and TIAs, by 28%, and Alzheimer's disease by 14%. And the good news is that replacing 20% of ultra-processed food with an equivalent proportion of unprocessed or minimally processed food led to a 34% lower risk of dementia and a 39% lower risk of vascular dementia. So that's quite fascinating, because what are we talking about here? We're talking about very expensive, potentially hazardous drugs. If a drug had this kind of track record, 20% reduction of, I'm sorry, 34% lower risk of dementia, 39% lower risk of vascular dementia, that would be a blockbuster drug. But here we're talking about diet. And finally, fast food diet before pregnancy can impact breast milk and baby's health. So even if women don't gain a lot of weight, they did some research and they found that even a short-term high-fat, high-sugar diet impacted the survival of mice pups in the early period after birth when mom consumed a junk food diet or the rodent equivalent of a junk food diet. So ultra-important for the offspring, for their survival, for their health and well-being, even a short bout of junk food intake. And think of, you know, a lot of impoverished individuals who buy cheap, poor quality food, fast food, the impact on their offspring. It's going to be really heavy toll.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Protesters angered by strict anti-vax virus measures called for China's powerful leader Xi Jinping to resign Sunday, an unprecedented rebuke as authorities in at least eight cities struggled to suppress demonstrations today that represent a rare direct challenge to the ruling Communist Party.
Protesters say they were already fed up with constant lockdowns, mass testing, and travel restrictions as China approaches its fourth year of pandemic unrest. Then, last week, an apartment block fire in Xinjiang killed 10 people, and zero COVID restrictions have been blamed for hampering the access of fire crews and blocking escape routes. This has prompted waves of protest in cities and on university campuses, with some holding blank sheets of paper to signify that they've been silenced.
That's the BBC's Stephen McDonnell reporting from Beijing. Russian forces struck eastern and southern Ukraine early today as utility crews scrambled to restore power, water, and heating, coming with the onset of snow and frigid temperatures, while civilians continue to leave the southern city of Kherson because of the devastation wreaked by recent attacks and their fears of more ahead. Not long after announcing his 2024 presidential bid, former President Trump facing more legal pressure.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel to oversee the Justice Department's investigation into classified documents recovered from the former president's Mar-a-Lago club in Florida. The special counsel also will review key aspects of a separate probe involving the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol and efforts to undo the 2020 election. In another development, the Supreme Court cleared the way for the imminent handover of Trump's tax returns to a congressional committee after a three-year legal fight. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More at townhall.com.
Tagoka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Nebraska officials say another 1.8 million chickens must be killed after bird flu is found on a farm.
It's the latest sign the outbreak is still spreading, even with the slaughter of more than 50 million birds nationwide. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture says the state's 13th case of bird flu was found on an egg-laying farm in the northeast part of the state in Dixon County. All the chickens on that farm are being killed to limit the spread of the disease. Jason Walker reporting.
Environmental groups are once again at odds with politicians and fishermen in New England in the wake of a decision by Whole Foods to pull Maine lobsters off the shelves after decisions by a pair of sustainability organizations to take away their endorsements of the lobster fishing industry over concerns about risks to rare North Atlantic right whales from fishing gear, one of the threats to the whales. More at townhall.com. Two small children, ages 3 and 11, died of stab wounds after their mother was taken into custody for observation Saturday night in New York City. Deputy Police Chief Louis DeSigli says officers were called to a family shelter for women, for a family shelter, that is, for a woman who was acting strange, but there was no indication of any violence at that point.
Additional information said the female was trying to burn items inside of the kitchen area. Officers arrived and found a 24-year-old female naked inside of the apartment on the third floor acting irrational.
Meanwhile, police say the babies had multiple stab wounds to the neck and torso and did not survive after being transported to the hospital. A small plane carrying two people got stuck in live power lines Sunday evening in Montgomery County, Maryland, causing widespread power outages in the surrounding area as officials worked to extricate the aircraft and its occupants. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
We appreciate you tuning in today. We have an excellent program with my friend in studio and special guest, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks. Good to see you again.
All right. So we're talking, first of all, how's your Thanksgiving? Was it good?
Absolutely. We had multiple Thanksgivings across about an 8-9 day period of time.
Oh, my. Okay. Yeah.
Several extra pounds around the waistline.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens. So anyway, so we're going to be talking about, and this is something that's just really, really, really super important, and it's that time of year again. It's the end of the year. I can't believe we're already approaching the end of the year, but the year-end checkup and review, as far as, you know, obviously we're focusing on financial matters and financial planning and that sort of a topic, but why is doing a year-end review important?
You know, it's kind of a psychological thing, Steve. If you can trigger yourself every year to do something, whether it be on your birthday or an anniversary, or most people make a New Year's resolution, it's at least one time of the year they think, hey, I need to be checking some things up. Otherwise, people may wake up 5 years later and they intended to check things or make differences, and they never did do it. So it's just a psychological good time to just review and make sure you're in good shape. The challenge is a lot of people wait till New Year's Day to start. They really need to look at things before the end of the year, and for a lot of different reasons.
Okay, and so what are some of those reasons?
Right, so, you know, I would look at, you know, your investments, what the quality you own, you know, who your benefit folks are you have on your 401k, your IRAs, these type items, sourcing some compliance issues, tax issues you should look at, your insurances, and then, you know, fraud, cybersecurity checkup. And then finally, I'd say your estate plan overall, you know, overall retirement plan and your estate plan together, the high-level things you should be looking at.
So that's a mouthful. I mean, that
right.
That is a lot. So, oh, boy, I have so many questions. So when it comes to financial plans, obviously you have a lot of parts or potentially have a lot of parts within a financial plan. What items need the checkup?
So I think the first thing is you really want to look at your goals. Are your goals still on track for when you want to retire or for whatever your financial goals are? And if not, do you need to tweak those a little bit or make some changes now so that you can still hit your goals? Your risk level, how are you invested? Is it at the risk level you're comfortable with? Especially when we've had rocky times the last, you know, 12 to 15 months in the markets, a lot of people reevaluating what their risk level is. your required minimum distributions. If you're over 72, you need to make sure you're taking a hard look at that. And then on your quality of your investments, I always recommend that if you have mutual funds or ETFs, these type investments, I would make sure you have, you know, good quality, you know, 4, preferably 5-star rated funds. And then if you're going to do some kind of a withdrawal strategy, and this is something a lot of people have, a goal, hey, I need to take out this much money to buy the second home or, you know, get a travel trailer, whatever it might be. Well, if you're getting close to the end of the year, it may not be the best idea to take it all out this year or to take it all out next year. Maybe we should look at spreading it out for tax purposes, keep you from throwing that into that higher tax bracket. So, you know, those are a few things I would, you know, double check each year, you know, towards the end of the year, make sure you're on track with.
Okay, and obviously you need to sit down with your financial advisor to do these. I mean, I'm not sure if the average person is going to sit down and be able to review all of that and then come up with, you know, the right strategy or maybe even making changes. So if you are listening to this program, this is resonating with you, and you're like, wait a minute, my financial advisor has never talked to me about a year-end checkup or a year-end review. Well, guess what? Maybe it's time to consider your options. And if you do, I would definitely reach out to Bruce Glenn. Again, the Glenn team, wealth planning at Infinitas. And Bruce, you work with clients all around the country. You're located here with me in Kansas City.
Right, yeah. We're based here in Kansas City, Corporate Woods in Kansas City. But we have clients across the country.
Okay, so here's the phone number, and this is good all across the country, 913-563-7327. It's 913-563-7327. The Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And Bruce, you would you could offer maybe a second look, a second opinion, and see how it's going, and maybe shed some light that maybe open some eyes out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like a medical procedure, you want to have a second opinion. We offer that complimentary. No obligation, no pressure. Just take a good look at what you've got, and if we can be of help, great.
Okay, all right. I would definitely take Bruce up on that. So, Bruce, what about the taxes? So you briefly touched on that just a minute ago. Is there anything there to review? Because taxes, I mean, that could get you in big trouble. Like you said, one move could move your tax bracket and cost you a ton of money.
Absolutely, and you want to make sure you tie in with your CPA on your tax issues. But, you know, at a high level, you know, with markets being down this year, and you may want to do some Roth conversion anyway. But with the markets down, it may be more financially better, you know, to do it now. Personal property taxes are something I always recommend. You double check that your list of property taxes are the right items, accuracy for the courthouse, and then make sure your coverages are as good as well, but I'll get into that in a minute. But the tax loss harvesting is really a big thing, because this year with the markets being down, if you have the ability to sell some items, lock in some losses, you know, there are some certain rules you got to be careful about. You could actually change an investment and rebuy a different investment that's similar but different, and you could do it the same day, and that's fine. So you're not really out of the market or out of that particular type of an investment. But if you really love what you have, but you want to try and lock in a loss, then, you know, you need to wait 31 days before you rebuy that investment. So certain things to do, but it may give you some tax write-offs this year, and you may have some carry forward that you could do, or you may have had some before. So tax loss harvesting is certainly a thing to take a look at. Make sure that the taxes you've had withheld, if you're still working, make sure the amount of taxes you've withheld throughout the year are appropriate. And even if you're not working, if you've taken some distributions from your IRA accounts or your investments, make sure you've had enough taxes withheld. You don't want to get stuck with a big penalty or a big tax surprise come filing time. So those are a few things there. I don't know how many business owners we may have dialed in, but if you own a business, you might want to make some decisions of buying some equipment or doing something right now. Maybe if you're going to give your staff a bonus after the end of the year, well, if you think you're on track, maybe you give them the bonus or some of it ahead of time.
Hmm.
So again, trying to spread out some of those costs just a little bit. So that's just a couple of things I would look at as far as your tax issues, but definitely get your CPA as well.
And if someone wants to reach out and they say, Bruce, can you meet with us and our CPA so that we have kind of this three-way conversation, get our heads together, is that something that you can do?
Absolutely. We do that. We do conference calls with the CPAs. We'll do them with the estate planning attorneys, or we'll even go out and in some cases, meet in person with them to make sure that everybody's on the same playing field for the right plan.
Yeah. Okay. And you can obviously you can speak with folks over the phone, meet with them in person. But I imagine there's probably a fair amount of clients that you would meet with virtually these days.
We do. We do a ton of GoToMeetings and Zoom. Zoom's actually been the news a little bit recently. But, yeah, the virtual world's still active out there.
All right. Thank you, COVID. So,
So I think
that's one of the one of the few positive things that came out of COVID was everyone had to reinvent themselves and figure out how to communicate with each other and how to serve our clients. And it really forced everyone to turn their business into this virtual model. And I think that was one of the positive things that came out of it.
Yeah, I agree. It does give people a different way of convenience, but I think a lot of people are getting a little bit tired of not seeing people in person.
Yeah.
You know, we've had some new clients who just appreciate the fact we'll still meet with people in person, no matter where they're at.
Yep. No, that is excellent. And then what about benefits? Should someone do a checkup on their benefits as well?
Well, absolutely. And, there's a couple of different things there. One is the 401k. You know, if you're still working, are you getting your full match in? Are you going to hit the limit allowed by IRS or not? If you have health insurance, make sure your drug plan, your health is in the network that you want by the providers you need to be at. Flex account, have you funded it the right way? Are your beneficiaries correct? And then your Medicare income, think about that two-year rule on your Medicare premium may get hit, so you might want to spread things out over 2 years.
You know, that's a really good point. That's a really good point because that could alter your Medicare premium amount.
Absolutely, and it's that two-year look back, and it can really hurt people.
All right. You heard it, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And anywhere in the country, here's the phone number. Write it down and give Bruce a call, 913-563-7327. That's 913-563-7327. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. When doing a year-end review, charitable donations should be included in that review. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed 4 great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Unexpected awareness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
Once an angry social media user unloaded a barrage of mean things about a preacher. I mean, the person never even met the preacher, so imagine how the preacher must have felt when he read the awful things this person said. So what did he do? He sent the man a picture of himself. The man wrote back and said, "I don't know why you would send me a picture of you." To which the preacher replied, "Well, with everything you said about me, you sent me a pretty clear picture of who you are, so I just wanted to return the favor." The lesson? Be mindful that whatever you say out loud is actually a snapshot of who you are. For help handling the anger that ill-expressed results in a poor picture of you, check out my new course, Real World Anger Management. Go to Himalaya.com/anger and type in the promo code ANGER to get your first 14 days free.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
ST Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. When doing a year-end review, charitable donations should be included in that review. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Bruce, why is the answer true?
Well, it's a couple things. First of all, hopefully everybody out there is charitably inclined. I've heard some estimates that there may be as much as a 50% reduction in a lot of charities throughout, you know, this year with the markets being down and a lot of economic concerns. So just in general, I think it's always good to think about giving. There's ways to do this that may be a help to you. And, again, you can make a decision if it's good to do it this year or next year or maybe a little bit for both years. Again, get with your CPA and see what may help you out. But when folks are 72 or older, if they have IRA money that was pre-tax, they're going to be required to do that required minimum distribution, and they're forced to move some money out of the IRA account. And we talked about this a couple months ago, but if they can take that required minimum distribution and send it straight to their 501c3 and not take possession themselves, then, you know, the charitable organization doesn't have to pay taxes because they're non-for-profit. And if you didn't take possession of it, you're off the hook as well. So that's a better way of doing it rather than taking it, putting it in your pocket, and then sending it to them.
So how many people make that mistake?
Most people don't know that, that's something they could do.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, it's pretty important. It's a nice little loophole that's still out there right now.
So if you're 72 or older and you have a required minimum distribution and you are wanting to make a charitable donation, you can save yourself the taxes on that by naming that donation straight from your account to the nonprofit. They're not taxed because they're a nonprofit, and you're not taxed because you never took possession of that asset, that money.
That's correct. And then you have to make sure that non-for-profit can receive it that way. There's, a little, there's more to it than just that, but that's the high level of it.
That's why he's on the program. He teaches us something new every single time. Mr. Bruce Glenn, owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. If you want to reach out to Bruce and all of the excellent folks on his team, it's 913-563-7327. 913-563-7327. So, Bruce, why is it so important to review your insurance coverage at this point?
Right. So, you know, there's two different things, whether you're looking at life insurance or maybe long-term care insurance or your your personal property tax or property and casualty insurances. Mm-hmm. So property and casualty insurance is always good to review that your coverage levels are where they need to be at and that you've got specific coverages like maybe a water break or a main line break, things like that. A lot of times aren't covered if you don't know what to ask for that. But we've had a lot of price appreciation on home values. Well, if you don't have your coverage in place to cover that and you have a catastrophic loss, you may not be covered to replace your home. So that's really important. But more, what I wanted to get into more was life insurance. So your life insurance, think of it this way. You know, when was the last time you refinanced your life insurance?
Never.
Exactly. You know, most people, they'll buy life insurance from a life agent, and they may never see that person ever again.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's two different types of insurance. You have a term policy, which if it runs out, you no longer have coverage. Or there's a permanent policy that's designed to be enforced the rest of your life. But that doesn't mean it's set it and forget it. So a lot of these policies are a variable policy. Or they're also, you know, there's universals, and there's a lot of different ways they can do this. But you need to make sure that the internal mechanism of funding that permanent policy is in place and it's going to last. So think about this. Last 15 years, we've had, you know, two big major downturns in the markets, including right now. And we've had dramatically or historically below market values on your interest rates you're receiving. Well, a lot of these policies are tied to the markets or tied to the interest rates. And so they may not be performing as they were designed to, in which case the policy could actually go into default. So what I recommend is get what's called an in-force illustration. Mm-hmm. And, again, we can help folks review that. But that will give you an idea if your policy is holding up and if it looks like it is on track to continue to perform at the right level. And then the last couple of things, you know, make sure your beneficiaries are right. Life happens, and if you don't update your beneficiaries, a lot of times, you know, it could have somebody that's no longer even with you that's your beneficiary, and you need to make sure, or you maybe had a divorce situation.
I've seen some disasters there where that money goes to an ex-spouse, and that does not go over well.
No. In the 401k world, the same thing. And the last thing I'd just say about the insurance is, you know, there's a price war on insurance. The companies are out there, they're trying to provide more benefits at less cost and get more market share. Well, you know, make sure that the value of what you're receiving is still, you know, effective as far as what cost you're paying for it. And the other thing is there's a lot of riders out there that are available in policies that may not have been when you bought yours, you know, as long-term care type riders. Mm-hmm. There's accelerated death benefit type riders. There's a lot of things out there that, you know, you may be able to convert into something better. But never, ever drop your policy until you know you got a new policy in hand.
No doubt. I've heard the horror stories on that one, too.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. So now what about someone who has an estate plan? Do they need to review their estate plan regularly?
Well, they absolutely do. It's kind of the same thing. We touched on a couple items. Things may change. You may have some folks that you no longer, you know, we're just coming out of Thanksgiving, and maybe you're not happy with somebody.
Yeah.
but you know, life happens, right? You may have lost somebody and needed to change things. You know, some common mistakes we see with estate planning is they may not have a universal HIPAA in place. They may not have up-to-date power of attorney. Maybe moved. Maybe whatever their plan is, it was good for one state, but maybe it's not the best language for a different state. Your health care directives, very, very important. So I would always make sure if you have a move out of state, you check and make sure that's up to date. But I think you should review your estate plan at least every 5 years anyway. But think about those life changes as something that you need to address. And one thing that I see is a problem, and it tears families apart. I know I'm dwelling on the family part of it being Thanksgiving week, but when you set up an executor or a trustee of your trust, someone's going to have to administer it for you. Make sure somebody that has the skill to do it and the time to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, just because somebody's the sharpest, you know, child doesn't mean they've got the time to do it.
Yeah.
And maybe not the personality. And if you don't think you've got anybody that's got the right personality, you can always go to the corporate trustee or somebody that's out there.
The third party.
Yeah. And that might save your family from you know, hating each other the rest of their lives because we see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I would say make sure your estate plan's in good shape and all those items.
I would also say have the discussion with who you're assigning there and make sure they're okay with it, too.
Well, exactly, yeah, because they may not want to do it.
Yeah, sometimes they're on the hook and they don't even know about it.
Yeah, and it's very important because, again, the family dynamics is the thing I worry about more than anything else from a state plan is just make sure that your family survives you passing away.
Okay, and then very quickly, what about credit and debts?
Yeah, so that's an interesting topic because with credit, you've got, you know, you get a free look at your credit report from the credit reporting bureaus at one time per year. And you should take advantage of that. Maybe each quarter use a different one and then make sure there's nothing that's been erroneously put on your credit or something that's not accurate so you can fight it. debt, you know, if you've got some bad debt out there, and I call bad debt things that cost you more than 6% interest, you might want to consider paying some of those things off, or at least accelerating your strategy there. Maybe, you know, take your 401k to where you're getting your free money, your match, if you have a match, mm-hmm. and maybe the rest of the money, go and attack that debt first, and then come back at your retirement plan again.
Yeah.
And, you know, big debt will really wipe you out in the long run.
That makes sense. Mr. Bruce Glenn, owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. And Bruce, thanks so much for being here today, and happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Same to you. Thanks, everybody.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I am stepping on the gas and never letting up with the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the never lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Murkowski explaining what these wild retail numbers actually mean.
Target. Not very good. Lowe's, pretty good. TJ Maxx, good. What does this all mean? We're getting a lot of stuff. You take a look at the numbers, the reality is they're spending more.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Murkowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I just want to talk a little bit about home for the holidays, and here we are right in the thick of it, the holiday season. And how did it get here so quickly? I remember my grandma, she used to tell me that time seems to go by faster and faster as you get older. And I was a young college student, and I certainly believed her, but I just couldn't relate. I was just too young. Well, Grandma, you were so right. And now I can relate. Years and years later, I get it. So how was your Thanksgiving? I hope you were surrounded by family and friends and enjoyed a meal together with laughter and love. This is my favorite time of year. There's no doubt about that. You know, my wife and I, we celebrate our anniversary every year in October with a little getaway, and then we created a tradition of officially beginning our Christmas shopping at that time, and this signifies the very beginning of our holiday season. But in our family, we do not skip over Thanksgiving. No way. We host Thanksgiving at our house, and we have our families over for a big meal. And I'll tell you, I may have shared this before, but I really enjoy cooking, and I just love a couple of the favorite items that I make every single year. First of all, I make my grandpa's old-school dressing, just how he used to make it, and everyone absolutely loves it. And I also make a cornbread and sausage dressing that is just unbelievable. I could just eat both of those items, and I would be totally happy. Right? Can you relate with that? And then we have the pies. Oh, my goodness. So my favorite pumpkin pie is from Tippins, and they're a Kansas City pie maker. And I'll tell you what, it is so good. Not too much spice and more on the subtle kind of custard side of things. It's just delicious. So over the years, I've perfected recreating the Tippins version of pumpkin pie. And I think it's not quite as good, but it's pretty darn good. And I also have some pecan pie, and my mom brings her famous apple cake. And, okay, well, now that we're talking about pies and cakes, I think I could just eat the desserts and be happy with that, right? And maybe turkey optional, I don't know. But, yes, this is the time of year that we all get together, and families that have not seen each other for months will be gathering in person. And because of COVID, many families chose to not get together out of an abundance of caution and just trying to be safe. And this could be the first time together in 3 years. Just think about that. 2019 would have been the last kind of, quote, normal Thanksgiving time. And as an alternative to being in person, what did we all do? We visited virtually through FaceTime and Zoom and Skype and all the things. And we also talked a lot by phone. But if you have a concern about the well-being of your elderly loved one, it's really difficult to get the full picture in a virtual setting. Now, when you're together in person, you may notice a lot of things that you totally missed online. And if that's the case, don't worry about that. I mean, that's pretty normal. So, again, this is the time of year when families come together, and many of them suddenly realizing there's the need for care. Then they have discussions of what to do. Then they determine their next steps. If this is you, I want to discuss your care options and the associated cost for each one of those options. According to the AARP, 90% of us want to remain independent at home, if at all possible. So if you're wanting your loved one to remain independent at home and just stay home for as long as you can, it could be as simple as this. You can organize a care team that would include family and friends. Determine when your loved one needs the most help, and then staff, I'm putting my air quotes up, staff it accordingly. Meaning assign different times and days and even shifts to the people on your care team. And most families do this, at least in the beginning stages of providing care at home. And obviously there's no monetary cost to this, as everyone volunteers their time to serve the person in need, and they do this out of their love for that person. But what if your family and friends' care team can't provide enough care, or maybe they can be there some of the time, but not all of the time that's needed? Well, you can supplement that effort with assistance from a home care provider. A home care provider helps individuals at home with basic everyday functions, and this is non-medical in-home assistance. They can be there for something as simple as just companionship. You just don't want your mom to be alone. They can also help with getting dressed, maybe do some light housekeeping. They can throw in some laundry and maybe even make some meals. They can also provide medication reminders, and they could even take your loved one to appointments or run errands with them. So whether you need them every day or just some days to supplement your efforts, this is a fantastic way to remain independent at home. Home care companies today charge anywhere from $25 per hour to $35 per hour. And let me say this, they are worth every single penny. One of the challenges is there are so many home care providers to choose from. How do you choose the right one? So here in Kansas City, last I heard, there were well over 200 home care providers. So I would like to offer you my home care provider screening tool, absolutely free of charge. It contains 34 questions you can ask when screening home care providers. Now, I would choose your top three and then interview the three of them, ask them all the same questions, and then determine which one best fits you and your needs and works best with your family. If you're interested in that, just give us a call at 1-800-331-6445 and just request a copy. Now, all I'm going to need, I need your name and your email address, and I'll just simply email it to you at no charge. This is a super, super valuable document, and I'm happy to provide that to you if it will help you and your family. If remaining independent at home is not an option, then the next step is to consider moving to an assisted living community. The assisted living level of care provides help with your activities of daily living, including bathing, dressing, and grooming. They can help you with using the toilet and providing some incontinence support. They distribute all of your medications and provide all meals, snacks, and hydration. And there's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement, and doctors can see you in your apartment. Essentially, they're making a house call. The average cost of assisted living is $6,000 to $8,000 per month. Now, if you need more care than this, or if your needs are more of a medical nature, then you can move to long-term care. And this is also known by many as a nursing home. And they provide all of the support that assisted living does, as well as full medical care. And that would include some things such as diabetic management with insulin injections, pain management, wound care, tube feeding, IV therapy, catheter care, and more. The average cost of long-term care is $7,000 to $9,000 per month for a shared room, and then $10,000 to $15,000 per month for a private room. Now, if you need, I'll put up my air quotes again, memory care due to cognitive impairment, you can receive that type of care from both the assisted living and long-term care levels of care, but the cost of receiving memory care is usually a little higher than the general care for both of those levels of care, assisted living and long-term care. There are also other alternatives such as Home Plus, where residents receive an assisted living level of care, but that care is delivered in a ranch-style house with the capacity for up to 12 residents. And it's a great option for so many people. And the cost of Home Plus is $7,000 to $9,000 per month. And you could also consider adult daycare services as well. And those services would run anywhere from about $75 up to $175 per day. And if you need to move from home to a senior care community, let me say this, I would not put this off, as January and February represent the peak demand for the entire year. You can expect waiting lists, and you may not be able to move into your chosen community or your preferred community. So I'll just say it again. I would act right now before the flood of thousands of people rush into the market and take up all of the inventory that's available. So don't put this off. But, Steve, it's the holidays. I know, but trust me when I say, if you put it off, there's a really good chance that you may not be able to get into the place you want. And if that happens, it's not the end of the world, but you're going to have to settle for another place that you don't like as well and maybe doesn't provide as good a care. And coming up next, I'll explain why the peak demand for all senior care is in January and February.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates. /book.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Last time on this segment, celebrating Cadillac's 120th anniversary with a look back at all the innovation throughout the past 12 decades. But the company is looking ahead too, especially with its 2023 Cadillac Lyriq, Cadillac's first all-electric vehicle. We caught up with Phil Dauchy, Cadillac's global head of brand strategy.
The car has that bold standout style. Again, original design that we hear is really impactful to our customers and makes us differentiate in the marketplace. We have over 300 miles of range on our 100 kilowatt hour battery pack, a home charger that's 19.2 kilowatts. Also, you know, we have 190 kilowatt DC fast charger, and this gives us the capability to recharge the vehicle quickly, almost 80 miles in 10 minutes. You can almost get 200 miles in 30 minutes.
It also has Cadillac Super Cruise, the world's first true hands-free driving system for the freeway. Learn more about the Lyriq at Cadillac.com/Lyriq.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're talking about the peak demand for all senior care happens every single year. You can set the clock to this thing. January and February, that's it. Every single year. And so I think a lot of people are surprised to hear that there's a cycle, kind of a business cycle, and you have ups and downs as far as demand. Now, I will say that for senior care, obviously, there is always a demand. It never drops off too hard. Okay, but if I drew a picture of this, I think I actually have a picture of this on my website at seniorcareconsulting.com. But just think of a little bit of a crooked cereal bowl. So we have the peak demand at January and February, and then it starts to, and we're going to the right? So it starts to tail off a little bit, and then it drops down to the trough. It's not a hard, like a bell curve. It's more just like a cereal bowl kind of curve into a little bit of a lull in June, July, and August. So that's the bottom of the cereal bowl. And then as we head into the fall, it starts getting colder and colder. Then it starts to slowly increase to the end of the year, and then boom. It pops up January and February. And a lot of people, again, are really surprised to hear that or learn that. So we have two driving factors that cause peak demand for all senior care in January and February. So first of all, I just talked about this in the last segment. So we have families gathering, and we have these new realizations like, holy cow, I had no idea that mom wasn't doing so well, or dad had us fooled on Skype or on FaceTime, but now that we're here with him, oh, wow, this is a much different picture. We had no idea. We're going to have to consider, you know, assisted living or long-term care or memory care. So I call that part of this peak demand newly realized, pent-up, delayed demand, because we're here, let's say we're here for Thanksgiving, like we're at right now, Thanksgiving weekend. What do we all do? Unless it's a crisis and you have to move right away, you have to make some quick decisions and get to going, what do we all do at this time of the year? We postpone everything until what? After the holidays. That's right. After the holidays. We kick the can down the road. That's always kind of driven me crazy, because if I need to get something done, it would be rare for me to kick the can, unless it just wasn't very important. But if it was something really important to me, it does not get postponed. It gets dealt with and taken care of. Maybe that's just me, but I would say that's not typical. I would say the majority of folks, unless it's a crisis, they kick the can and they put that off till after the first. So again, newly realized, OMG, we need to do something. We had no idea. Pent up, delayed, let's do this after the first, get through the holidays. Pent up, delayed demand for senior care. So that's part of it. But then the other part of it is just a natural increase, a spike. So in January and February, it's cold. Oh, my goodness, it's cold. We've already had some really cold temperatures here in the Midwest, but everyone's cold in January and February, coldest months of the year. And you have people falling on the ice and fracturing a hip, needing a hip replacement. They need to go to long-term care, skilled nursing, and rehab to get 4 to 6 to 8 weeks of rehabilitation therapy. So that's part of the demand. We have a natural uptick in flu, which is going on right now. Let me say this. The flu numbers that I'm seeing, holy cow, they are off the charts, and we're nowhere near the peak of flu season. This could really be catastrophic, actually. I have some theories on why that is. But obviously, at least initially, from what I can see, that flu shot doesn't seem to have very good efficacy. I guess the jury's still out. We'll see what happens over the entire flu season, but the flu is just rocking and rolling right now, and it's just getting started. So this could be a severe flu season. And then, don't forget about, pneumonia and all sorts of other, again, just illness that happens in the winter. And we can't forget about our old friend COVID. It's still hanging around. Don't forget about me. Look at me. I'm COVID. Don't forget about me. Right? So you take that natural increase in demand, and you add that to that over the holidays, that newly realized, pent up, delayed demand, and boom, Katie barred the doors. It's insane. I am so tuned into this. I can almost feel, like theoretically, like I put my ear to the ground, and I can almost feel the ground shaking. Everyone kind of wakes up after the winter slumber after the first. And about the 7th, 8th, 9th, about 10th of January, it's like everyone wakes up, they got that first week under their belt, and they're like, okay, let's get out and let's find a place. Boom. And you can just, I can just feel the ground almost rumbling with people entering the market and overwhelming home care companies and renting all of the apartment space in assisted living communities and taking up all the beds in long-term care communities. It happens every single year. And this year, with the really bad flu season or beginning of the flu season and the high numbers, this could be even a higher demand than normal. Okay? So what happens if you put it off and after the first of the year, we'll get out, January, February, kind of look around for a place, and we'll get moved after that. Well, what's going to happen is, and I've already talked about it previously, you are going to encounter waiting lists. Now, you may get lucky, and you may find a place that has a spot or two open, but I would absolutely not count on that. So what I'm coaching my clients, and I'm having a lot of people call me at Senior Care Consulting, they're like, you know what? We didn't realize that this was an issue. We were wanting to move mom or dad or mom and dad after the first of the year, but we're kind of going to be picky here. We want the best place available. We don't want to be on a wait list to wait for 2 or 3 or 6 or 9 or 12 months. So let's get out and let's do this right now. So we're working with many clients right now with, again, with my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We're getting out. We're doing our homework proactively. Then we're putting our name on the list so that we can move after the first of the year. Maybe we're third on the list, but if we wait till the middle of January, first part of February, we might be 23rd on the list, and that is just not going to work. So if this has caught your attention, if this is resonating with you, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting. We'd be happy to offer you a free consultation and visit with you about your needs and let you know how we can help you proactively find the right fit and the best place available for your loved one at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The result of this year's midterm election likely to be more partisanship in Washington, according to most voters.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 54% of likely U.S. voters believe politics in Washington will become more partisan over the next year. Only 26% expect D.C. politics to become more cooperative in the year ahead, while another 20% are not sure. After Democrats won congressional control in the 2018 midterms, 51% expected more partisanship in Washington. The survey of 1,000 likely U.S. voters was conducted on November 14th and 15th. The margin of error was plus or minus 3% with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New York is tapping the brakes on the spread of cryptocurrency mining. Governor Kathy Hochul signing a first-in-the-nation law setting a two-year moratorium on new and renewed air permits for fossil fuel power plants used for energy-intensive proof-of-work cryptocurrency process mining. Hundreds of thousands of people marching in Mexico's capital on Sunday in a show of support for President Manuel López Obrador, who led the demonstration, accompanied by mariachi music, singing, and a festive atmosphere.
The president's most loyal supporters descended on the streets of the capital to mark his fourth year in office. In a speech in the city's main plaza, the Zócalo, he said his model of government should be called Mexican humanism and that it was delivering results for the nation. His critics, however, strongly disagree. They would suggest his political model is better described as populism, or increasingly authoritarianism, following a series of steps to strengthen his grip over the institutions of the state.
That's the BBC's Will Grant reporting. A surge in the number of Mexicans seeking asylum in Canada this year. More than 8,000 Mexican nationals applying for asylum in that country since the start of the year. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The Japanese getting a lot of attention at the World Cup.
And that includes the players and the fans because they clean up after themselves following the match, regardless of the outcome. They pick up their trash and simply deposit it in the nearest receptacle. But it's really nothing unusual for the Japanese. They are simply doing what most Japanese do, at home, school, at work, on the streets. One official says, for Japanese people, this is just the normal thing to do. Jason Walker reporting.
Germany salvaged a 1-1 draw against Spain at the World Cup Sunday. The Germans still need to win their last group match to have a chance of advancing into the knockout stage. The four-time champions were eliminated in the group stage 4 years ago in Russia. Germany will face next Costa Rica. Meanwhile, Costa Rica defeated Japan 1-0 earlier in the day. More at townhall.com. A Wisconsin company that cleans hundreds of meatpacking plants nationwide is facing allegations.
The allegations are that it employed more than two dozen miners working overnight shifts, cleaning massive saws and other dangerous equipment. Labor Department officials say they believe Packers Sanitation Services might be employing underage workers at other plants, but investigators have only just started reviewing employee records at plants besides the ones in Nebraska and Minnesota where they confirmed teenagers were working. The company says it's cooperating and already prohibiting hiring anyone younger than 18. John Scott reporting.
Nebraska officials say another 1.8 million chickens must be killed after bird flu was found on a farm. It's the latest sign the outbreak is still spreading, even with the slaughter of more than 50 million birds nationwide. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture said the state's 13th case was found on an egg-laying farm in northeast Nebraska's Dixon County. More at townhall.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Mispata and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine is a program about the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. Put those all together for you each weekend, and you can participate. You can come directly into the doctor's office, even on a weekend when it's hard to reach your primary care practitioner for advice. 877-726-8255. We're here for all and sundry natural therapies, high-tech medications, or your comments on what's going on in the health scene, 877-726-8255. And it's a beautiful weekend, and it's a great opportunity for exercise, especially over the summer. We tend to ramp up our exercise, and I've been doing that in preparation for a triathlon. I've been swimming and biking and running. And so the question comes up, does all that additional exercise make a difference? And that's a controversial proposition. It's one thing to exercise because it feels good or you have a sense of accomplishment, but is there a threshold beyond which all that extra exercise makes no difference or even can cause harm? And that's a particular concern to me and perhaps to some of you who are active, especially those of you who are in the post-50 generation, because active seniors are part of the scene. So let's take a dive on that subject. The things we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about monkeypox. We're going to talk about a study in the New England Journal of Medicine, which suggests that vitamin D supplementation is worthless. We should stop testing, and we should stop taking vitamin D. That's the conclusion of
a widely publicized study, and we'll do a deep dive on that subject in just a few moments. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's get started on the exercise theme. Headline here, walking 7,000 steps a day can cut the risk of heart disease. That sounds like an ambitious proposition, but at a brisk pace, it takes the average person about 70 minutes to complete 7,000 steps. And according to this new study, taking 7,000 steps a day, which is easy to measure because many devices will do that. Now the Apple Watch will do that along with other fitness devices, the Garmin and so on. And you can document your steps, and some of these devices are pretty economical. You can get them for $100 or so to calculate your daily activities. So the study examined a group of adults between 38 and 50 who took at least 7,000 steps daily. That's about 3 miles. And that's doable. That's doable for most people. And they discovered that these individuals were much less likely to die over the next decade. Check it out. Mortality rates among both white and black participants fell by 63 and 70% respectively compared to their sedentary peers. Now, you might say correlation is not causation because if you are exceedingly debilitated, you won't be able to do that. And if you're debilitated, you're at higher risk for dying. So this means that the people who are able to exercise are less likely to die. But there actually have been some intervention studies. An analysis in Norway discovered that increasing the step count for sedentary individuals reduced death rates among unfit groups by up to 57%. Earlier studies in the U.S. that found that just 4,000 steps a day, that's a couple of miles, reduced mortality by around 30%. So what I say here is that when it comes to reducing the risk of heart disease and reducing the risk of dying, which is, after all, right, the most important statistic, exercise is kind of an 80-20 proposition. And by that I mean 20% of the exercise will get you 80% of the benefit. But according to a new study, and this is a reassuring study for me because, you know, what's the point of all that extra exercise and exertion unless you like it? And I do like it. I get a sense of accomplishment. I feel it's a stress buster. I feel fit and relaxed after exercising. I sleep better. It turns out that exceeding those standard exercise guidelines boosts survival. So the bottom line is that Americans are advised to do a minimum of 150 to 300 minutes a week of moderate exercise or 70 to 150 minutes a week of vigorous exercise. And I would fit into the latter category by a factor of maybe 5, because during the average week I might exercise 12, 15 hours or more at a high level of intensity by swimming, biking, running, or sometimes doing some resistance exercise in the gym. So the big study results from more than 100,000 U.S. adults followed for 30 years. That's a great study because you don't want to, you know, you're not going to see much if you follow people for 2, 3, 4 years. Adults are reported completing 4 times the minimum recommended activity levels. Remember, that's 150 to 300 minutes a week of moderate exercise or 75 to 150 minutes a week of vigorous exercise. These folks completed 4 times the minimum recommended activity levels. They found that there was indeed a benefit. What they found is that those fitting in 2 to 4 times the recommended minimum had a 28 to 38% lower risk for cardiovascular disease mortality, heart attacks, strokes, and a 26 to 31% lower risk for all-cause mortality. With a caveat, the mortality benefit appeared to plateau with 600 minutes per week of moderate physical exercise that showed that there was no additional benefit. Now, as to harm, some studies have suggested that long-term high-intensity exercise like marathons, triathlons, which I do, and long-distance cycling which I do, but, you know, I'm not, you know, doing centuries, which is like 100-mile, you know, Tour de France-type efforts. Maybe associated with an increased risk of atrial fibrillation or coronary artery calcification and sudden cardiac death. But there's a problem with these studies because these studies don't look at people necessarily who exercise sensibly. They, according to an analysis, they capture a mix of people who chronically exercise at high levels and then those who do it sporadically, like weekend warriors, which possibly could be harmful. So in this study, they looked at consistent long-term activity and saw that there was no harm. In fact, there was a benefit. So this study should be reassuring to those of you who endeavor to stay fit at a higher level. But remember, any level of physical activity, whatever your triathlon is, you know, whether it's, you know, walking the dog for a mile or two at a leisurely pace, there are distinct benefits. And you get most of the benefits with moderate exercise. You want to take it up a little, take it up a notch, fine. You will get additional benefits. But you don't have to be a master's athlete doing all kinds of incredible feats of endurance to achieve most of the benefits. It's an 80-20 proposition. 20% of the exertion will get you 80% of the benefits, and then you want that additional 20%, go for it. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your phone calls. We want you to participate in today's show. Call us with questions or comments. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale at my online full script supplement dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. November 25th through 29th, 5 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Reinvest in your wellness goals with savings on supplements. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 5 days only from November 25th through 29th. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th.
Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, and you can record a question, but... We have a live caller right now. His name is Scott. How you doing?
Hi. Hi, doctor.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I'm nervous now.
We're just having a conversation, just you and me, so don't worry about it. It's like, it's very, you know, nobody listens to this program. You know, we have zero audience, so no sweat. It's just you and me talking on the phone.
I've been listening to you for so many years, so many years.
That's great to hear.
The question is, you know, there's like, even listening to your shows, statins, some people, you should never take a statin, and maybe you have some other opinion. My situation is, my cholesterol is always... been on that borderline high, 200, let's just say, with maybe a good ratio. I don't know exact numbers. But now, 2 years ago, I got one of those CT cardiac scans, and I had a high calcium score in two arteries, like 300 and 300, so combined 700. At that time, they wanted to do like a cath, but I said, nah, forget about it. I'm not really having any symptoms or anything, and my regular doctor agreed.
Yeah, I think that's actually a judicious decision, Scott, because the problem with, having tests like that is that, the test may reveal, it's not a little narrowing or something like that. And before you know it, often they put in a stent, because when you sign the consent form, when you get that done, you might wake up and say, oh, well, we fixed it all up for you. Well, something that you didn't need fixed. And studies show that stents only prevent death in people who actually have active heart disease. They have, severe shortness of breath, limited walking ability before they have chest pain, what's called angina. So unproven that these stents prevent anything. So anyway, that was a judicious decision.
So 2 years later, So now, right now, I'm thinking that I am having symptoms of some angina. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I went. So meaning, I'm thinking it, but now it's just like, hey, you know, of course they prescribed me statin, my doctor, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. they have me saying, listen, stop messing around. Let's go and look to see if you have a blockage, you know, an angiogram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm saying, and you know, I'm now 2 years later. I think I'm gonna schedule it, and you know, they're not gonna do it. I'm gonna end up with a stent. But that's my opinion. But like statins, should I be taking the statin just knowing what I was prescribed? You know, I mean,
let me weigh in on this. Look, I'm not inalterably opposed to statins. I just think that they're applied too frequently to cases where people simply have high cholesterol, but they have no plaque. So I have in front of me an article, it's a classic article, entitled Lack of an Association or an Inverse Association between Low-Density Lipoprotein Cholesterol and Mortality in the Elderly. And unfortunately, what they define as elderly is over 60, and I presume you are likely to be over 60. Merely because you had high cholesterol is not a reason to be on a statin, but it's been demonstrated now that you have some degree of plaque, and that could be dangerous. And so you're having some symptoms. It could be heartburn. It could be anxiety. You know, we don't know. Deconditioning because you're breathless when you exercise, but it could also be a heart-related problem. So in this case, an angiogram is warranted, and you plan to get one. Statins can help people who are at high risk, and you may be at high risk given your plaque score and the forthcoming results of the angiogram. And we don't know what the symptoms you're experiencing represent, but they may represent some compromise of your circulation of the heart. And so statins could play a role here. But where I depart from the consensus is simply to give everyone with high cholesterol statin drugs to lower them, because studies suggest, and this freaks out some of my patients, they have very high cholesterol, but we discover they have no plaque. So there's no point in going on a statin drug, and I argue against it. But in your case, I'm leaning towards saying go for it. But when you do...
You know, I read all of the articles, and I thought that maybe that's what you thought, but hey, I tried that call, and I got on. Thank you very much.
I'm sort of like the say it ain't so doc, you know, for a lot of people, or the Supreme Court, the court of last appeal, when people don't want to go on medication. And sometimes I have to say, hey, you know, sorry, but I can't get you off the hook, because indeed there's a rationale for you to do something. All right. Speaking of things that help the cardiovascular system, cocoa flavanols have been shown to reduce blood pressure and arterial stiffness in a real-life study. This is yet another study, because we talked about the COSMOS study recently that showed that cocoa flavanols, the active ingredient in pure cocoa, can help brain function and can also help cardiovascular circulation. This is the first study of its kind in which researchers set out to investigate the use of flavanols, a compound found in cocoa, in lowering blood pressure and arterial stiffness. So this is not, you know, brain disease. This is not heart disease. This is about blood pressure. And what they found is that the cocoa flavanols indeed help to lower blood pressure and reduce the stiffness of the arteries. And that's what, when they talk about hardening the arteries, that's what they're talking about. Your arteries become stiff, less compliant, and cocoa flavanols can help. In a moment, we'll tell you how you can get a hold of them. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
An app that can turn speech into subtitles and translate into different languages displaying the text on smart glasses has launched in the US. X-ray glasses now available on the Google Play Store, and when used in conjunction with NREAL smart glasses, uses artificial intelligence to add subtitles to real-life conversations in real time for the glasses wearer to help those who have hearing loss. The technology can also translate 9 of the world's most common languages into English, and the app also features a groundbreaking personal AI assistant. X-Ray Glass founder and CEO Dan Scarfe has more.
So we are so excited to be announcing the general availability of the X-Ray Glass software. So we piloted this software back in August, and we've had dozens of people around the whole world testing this out, and we are finally ready to release this to everyone. So as of today, you can now buy the glasses on Amazon, and you can go to the Google Play Store, download the X-Ray Glass app, and you can have your life subtitled tomorrow.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Amazon. Amazon is making it easy for all families to access healthy, delicious, and affordable groceries this holiday season. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order SNAP-eligible groceries online for delivery. Customers can use SNAP benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items like chicken broth, pasta, beans, and rice. And savor the season with baking mixes, graham cracker crust perfect for that holiday pie, and cooking and baking staples. Plus, fresh vegetables, fruits, proteins, and dairy from Amazon Fresh. Get the perfect starters to all your favorite holiday recipes delivered straight to your door. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers such as free access to Amazon Fresh and 50% off a Prime membership. Skip the grocery store rush this holiday season with SNAP EBT on Amazon. For more information, to register your benefits, and to start saving today, visit amazon.com/snap.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, just talking about the benefits of high flavanol cocoa when it comes to cardiovascular disease, brain disease, and now a new study suggesting that it can help high blood pressure. So does that mean, you know, eat high-test chocolate ice cream with impunity, or go out and snarf a bunch of Mars bars or Snickers? Well, that's not going to work, because you really need a product that delivers high flavanol cocoa in an absorbable, bioavailable form. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But 877-726-8255, we've got a call from Camilla. Is that the correct pronunciation of your name, Camilla, or is it Carmella?
It's Camille.
Oh, Camille, Camille. Okay.
Yes, I was going to say, is that me? No, this is I had a bone density test, and mm-hmm. my spine is a T score of minus 3.8. Then
okay.
the neck and
That's
the
bad.
Other is
That's
a,
bad.
A minus yeah. 2 and a minus 2.2.
Okay. So,
okay.
But excuse me, hold on for a second. So what that says is that your spine is highly vulnerable to fracture. That's
yes,
a pretty bad score.
Yes, and I had a fracture recently.
Ah, bingo. So, you know, we don't even have to prognosticate. You've actually demonstrated that you're high risk. So you had a spinal compression fracture.
Yes.
Painful.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, it's better now. But the thing is, they want me to go on to, you know, medications. I don't want to take the medications because they have so many side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, could I do something else? Now I have been taking, you know, calcium, all the regular kind of things for quite
mm-hmm.
a while, and
mm-hmm.
I also had taken, what do you call it, I've forgotten the name of that other one, but, you know, and so that my spine hadn't been too bad until
mm-hmm.
this last time.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have breast cancer 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you take chemo?
No, nothing. I had breast cancer, and
okay.
then I did nothing else.
So the question has to do. I think you're leading to a question about estrogen.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, do you think estrogen might be a good, you know, another something else that I could
right.
take?
Okay. So let me address that. You've already had a spinal fracture. That's predictive of subsequent additional spinal fractures. Your score in the spine is very poor. And I'm going to begin to sound like a shield for the pharmaceutical industry, because they just told the previous caller that he probably should go ahead and take a statin. And I'm going to tell you that you should take one of those potent anti-osteoporosis medications. Usually they're injectable, either Prolia something that is a bisphosphonate, an injectable bisphosphonate. Because you're at high risk for fracture. Now, estrogen, well, first of all, it's somewhat contraindicated because you had breast cancer, although years after a mild brush with breast cancer, it's less likely that the estrogen is going to trigger another breast cancer. But estrogen is not that potent at reversing bone loss. What it'll do is it'll slow bone loss. So a lot of women starting estrogen maybe in their 50s, they can slow their progression towards osteoporosis. But once you have, you know, severe bone loss, just taking estrogen alone isn't going to repair your bone. So if I were your doctor, and in a sense I'm taking that role here on this phone call, I would recommend that you take something like Reclast or Prolia, which are strong bone builders, and yes, they have potential side effects, but yeah, it's a risk-benefit equation. You're at high risk for fracture. I wouldn't take them if it was, you know, a little minor bone loss, a little osteopenia. Don't take these powerful medications with potential side effects for no good reason. But you got a lot of bone loss, and you might be at risk for, you know, you end up looking like the Hunchback of Notre Dame if you have
mm-hmm.
multiple spinal compression fractures, and that's no picnic going forward in life.
Mm-hmm. And you think one of the best ones to take, or the ones with the least side effects, would be the Reclast?
Well, you know, they all have side effects, and I would leave it to your endocrinologist to decide. It's mostly endocrinologists or gynecologists who administer these medications, bone
uh-huh.
specialists. But, you know, see what they have to say for your particular type of problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Thank you very much. All right.
Well, thank you very much for calling. And, I understand your reluctance to take these medications. But, you know, I don't want this program to be about aversion to high-tech medicine under all circumstances. I think we should take a very reserved approach to taking powerful drugs, you know, powerful antidepressants, unnecessary cholesterol-lowering medications, taking osteoporosis drugs at the drop of the hat, for minor bone loss. But, you know, in this case, I don't want programs like mine to dissuade people from finding a proper solution to a serious problem. That's the message. 877-726-8255, our number. I promised to talk to you about a bioavailable form of all those cocoflavanols. And, yes, they're beneficial for heart, brain, for athletic endeavor. I take a little bit before this program, and I don't know. Do I sound smarter? I think that they definitely can be performance-enhancing. Chocolate, of course, is a functional food, and if chocolate is your weakness, well, you got a double whammy because enjoyable taste and health benefits can be yours. I've been searching high and low for cocoa products that deliver meaningful amounts of those helpful flavanols with great flavor and minimal sugar, and I'm thrilled to have found Flava Naturals. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols, as I've been saying, on heart and brain function. There's a recent Harvard study, the COSMO study, showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death, but you need to eat 5 or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of these studies. So you get fat. Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages. I take the cocoa powder. Delivers 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. Their secret is sourcing premium high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate, the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. For more information, luscious recipes, and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's Flava, F-L-A-V, Naturals.com. Get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout at FlavaNaturals.com. All right, 877-726-8255. I like these calls coming in. Keep them coming. And let's talk monkeypox. Monkeypox, you know, the World Health Organization wants to declare an emergency because we may be on the cusp of an epidemic of dreaded monkeypox. There's all kinds of debates about whether we should call it the monkeypox. They want to change the name because they think it's prejudicial to certain groups like monkeys. Or I don't know, maybe they're talking about Africans. But, yes, it did originate in Africa. But guess what? There are monkeys in South America. There are monkeys in Asia. Monkeys all over the world. So why not call it monkeypox? It turns out that a lot of people are really concerned, like, oh, my goodness, we just got through COVID. And then we had, the murder hornets. And now we've got Shark Week. And the latest is monkeypox. So I'm reading here an advisory from the New York City Department of Health, and it tells you about the criteria to be eligible to get vaccinated because the vaccines are in short supply. They're being rationed, and you have to meet the following criteria to be eligible to be vaccinated. You have to be a gay, bisexual, or other man who has sex with men and or are transgender, gender nonconforming, or gender non-binary. You have to be age 18 or older, and you have to have had multiple or anonymous sex partners in the last 14 days. You have to meet all of those criteria. So for the vast majority of people listening, you don't meet these criteria. And you could be gay or you can be bisexual, but you can also be somewhat circumspect about your sexual encounters because here it says you have to have had multiple or anonymous sex partners in the last 14 days. there's an advisory for men who have sex with men. They should reduce their number of sexual partners. That could be a way of reducing their risk of exposure to monkeypox. I mean, it's like, you know, when it came to COVID, I mean, you had to go to work, you had to go to the market. There's certain things you had to do. You had to be with other people, but you didn't have to have sex with other people multiple times or anonymously. There is a way of preventing it. So then there's the concern about prisons, where a lot of illicit sex happens. But here's another concern. A lot of people are concerned, like, you know, basic question, can I catch you from a toilet seat? Really? You know, like, if, say, I'm at a ball game or I'm in a restaurant, I have to go to the bathroom and I sit down on the toilet seat, can I catch it? It's a good question. So there's a study out of Germany where they had some of the first monkeypox cases. This comes to us from a study in June. What they found is that surfaces in hospital rooms where monkeypox patients were treated did show positive PCR tests for viral DNA. So the concern is, you know, things, surfaces that the individual with the monkeypox touched, or their clothing, or their towels, that could be, right? You know, that could transmit it. But here's what they say. As DNA is an environmentally stable molecule, in other words, it sticks around, detection of viral DNA by PCR cannot be equated with infectious virus. Our findings do not prove that infection can occur from contact with these surfaces. So even if the surfaces have the viral DNA, they don't know. No secondary case in the context of clinical care of the patients in our study has been observed so far. So there's not been no documented cases of people, you know, who are not having frequent anonymous sex workers, people who are in monogamous relationships or not having frequent sex, having caught it from like an inanimate object. They just don't have any studies that suggest that. It's possible. So the implication for some of you is maybe put some paper down on the toilet seat. You know, maybe that's a suitable precaution, but it's not necessarily de rigueur to do that. They say regular disinfection and frequent hand and skin areas, in addition to regular room cleaning and surface disinfection using products with at least virucidal activity against envelope viruses, can reduce infectious virus on surfaces. So, yeah, I mean, if you're caring for somebody who has monkeypox, you know, wash your hands, clean the surfaces, wash their towels and their clothes carefully, use gloves. Okay, get it. But there's no evidence necessarily that inanimate objects or surfaces can transmit it. So I got to say, this is going to be an issue. And you know, one reason it's such a big issue is because it affects a marginalized group, which is the gay and bisexual population. And it's kind of shades of HIV. There was a big uproar because it was felt that research on a cure for HIV, which ultimately we come up with, mostly good control measures, was politicized. And this, too, is politicized. And they got to show that they're paying attention to this for political reasons. But when it comes to the population at large, they have very, very little risk. The average person, this is not affecting. And it's not transmitted in a respiratory fashion like COVID, which is the good news. It requires close contact and frequent exposure. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging.
SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. SRW.co. Reduce stress and sleep better this holiday season with the Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit includes CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine, and 5-HTP. The bundle also includes CBD Sleep, which aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. Treat yourself or give the gift of peaceful days and tranquil nights to your loved ones. To order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for your Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Ann, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Do you eat a lot of ultra-processed foods, while they are increasingly larger and larger percentages of our diets. And according to a recent study, comfort food leads to more weight gain during stress. Duh! That's based on findings in the journal Cell Metabolism. I'm not sure why they had to do a sophisticated study, but what they found is that during periods of stress, animals that are subject to stress gravitate towards junk food, the animal equivalent of junk food, and gain more weight. So, yeah, stress is a reason that people gravitate towards junk. And there's a new study that suggests that dementia risk climbs with intake of ultra-processed foods. Now, this is interesting because we just, and I've written about this in a new article for our newsletter coming out next week, about the crash and burn of one of our popular theories about Alzheimer's. We're questing for a magic bullet drug that will, excuse me, that will reverse Alzheimer's disease. But the problem is that a lot of the research on which this is based turns out based on a fraudulent study in 2006. So they went down the rabbit hole on plaque-busting drugs that don't work based on a study that a whistleblower has now revealed was fraudulent. So diet and lifestyle are increasingly important as a way of preventing dementia. And this new study, big study, 72,000 people, dementia risk rose as consumption of ultra-processed foods increased. And what are they talking about here? Ultra-processed foods, which are high in added sugar, fat, and salt, and low in protein and fiber, include soft drinks, salty and sugary snacks, like, you know, we're talking chips, ice cream, hot dogs, deep-fried chicken, yogurt, which is, you know, healthy, plain yogurt, fine, but yogurt is often sweetened, canned baked beans and tomatoes, ketchup, mayonnaise, and packaged guacamole and hummus, all with additives. These foods contain food additives or molecules from packaging or produced during heating, all of which have been shown in other studies to have negative effects on thinking and memory skills. So what they found is that an increase of 10% in ultra-processed foods raised the risk of all-cause dementia by 25%. Vascular dementia, which is related to strokes and TIAs, by 28%, and Alzheimer's disease by 14%. And the good news is that replacing 20% of ultra-processed food with an equivalent proportion of unprocessed or minimally processed food led to a 34% lower risk of dementia and a 39% lower risk of vascular dementia. So that's quite fascinating, because what are we talking about here? We're talking about very expensive, potentially hazardous drugs. If a drug had this kind of track record, 20% reduction of I'm sorry, 34% lower risk of dementia, 39% lower risk of vascular dementia, that would be a blockbuster drug. But here we're talking about diet. And finally, fast food diet before pregnancy can impact breast milk and baby's health. So even if women don't gain a lot of weight, they did some research and they found that even a short-term high-fat, high-sugar diet impacted the survival of mice pups in the early period after birth when mom consumed a junk food diet, or the rodent equivalent of a junk food diet. So ultra important for the offspring, for their survival, for their health and well-being, even a short bout of junk food intake. And think of, you know, a lot of impoverished individuals who buy cheap, poor quality food, fast food, the impact on their offspring. It's going to be really heavy toll.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also online.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Protesters in China are calling for President Xi Jinping's resignation over strict COVID measures.
Police forcibly cleared demonstrators in Shanghai as they took to the streets to publicly oppose the government's zero COVID policy, which leaves millions of people confined to their homes for weeks and requires near constant testing. Social media reports indicated that the protests also spread to at least seven other cities, including Beijing, and dozens of university campuses. Large-scale protests are exceedingly rare in China, where public expressions of dissent are routinely stifled. But a direct rebuke of Xi, the country's most powerful leader in decades, is seen as extraordinary. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The extremist group Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility for an unfolding armed attack on a hotel in the Somali capital. Al-Shabaab said in a broadcast on its own radio frequency Sunday, fighters attacked the hotel Villa Rose, which has a restaurant popular with government and security officials. No word on any casualties. Eyewitnesses and aid workers say allies of Ethiopia's federal military are looting property and carrying out mass detentions in Tigray. The accounts raise fresh concern about alleged atrocities after the warring parties signed a truce more than 3 weeks ago. The House now in its lame duck session period after the midterms and looks to be on their way to passing a national defense budget soon. Wisconsin GOP Representative Mike Gallagher says the work, though, will start all over again in January.
But then we got to start work on next year. And there we have to be very aggressive out the gate. And in particular, for those of us who want to increase spending on hard power, on military power, we're going to need to have a serious reform effort as well as part of the next year's National Defense Authorization Act process.
Gallagher was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The city of Paris was one of several European cities to light Christmas decorations last week, but many cities like Paris will also have restrictions during an energy crisis.
Excited Parisians count down as Paris's mayor, alongside several celebrities, pushes the button, setting the whole of the famous Champs-Élysées alight. However, unlike Christmases gone, the lights in the French capital this year will turn off over 2 hours earlier at 11:45 p.m. Officials throughout Europe are wrestling with a difficult choice. Either they create holiday cheer that may help boost the economy, or they dim the Christmas lights this year in solidarity with their citizens who may be struggling with higher energy bills.
That's Karen Chalmers reporting. Meanwhile, the U.S. will take on Iran Tuesday in the World Cup. Make or break for the U.S. The other Group B action will be England taking on Wales. More at townhall.com. Mississippi hospitals are in trouble.
A leading public health official says over half of the state's rural hospitals are at risk of closing immediately or in the near future. State Health Officer Dr. Daniel Edney says 38 rural hospitals could close. That would be 54% of the state's total hospitals. The potential closures threaten to exacerbate poor health outcomes in one of the nation's poorest states. Experts say the problem facing Mississippi's hospitals is that revenues have not kept pace with rising costs to provide care. John Scott reporting.
Workers at the nation's only underground nuclear waste repository have started using a newly mined disposal area in the southern part of New Mexico. Officials at the waste isolation pilot plant say the first containers of waste to be entombed came from Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee, one of many labs across the country that package up waste and ship it to New Mexico. More news at townhall.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with a Thanksgiving-themed episode from the detective series Bob Bailey starred in before he became Johnny Dollar. And later we'll travel to the mountain town of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, for Lum and Abner. Bob Bailey is, of course, best remembered today for his 5-year stint as Johnny Dollar, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator, which began in 1955. But for 8 seasons prior to that, he indeed was Private Detective George Valentine on a mutual program. Let George Do It was directed for most of the run by Don Clark, who later held that same job over on the series Stars Over Hollywood. And two of the main writers were Jackson Gillis and David Victor. They both went on to significant television writing and producing fame. Well, joining Bailey in this holiday episode will be Virginia Gregg as Brooksy, Wally Mayer as Lieutenant Riley, with Alan Reed, Tony Barrett, and child actor Jeffrey Silver. A Cause for Thanksgiving is from November 20th, 1950.
Personal notice dangers my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you've got a job for me, George Valentine. Write full details. Stand
Standard Oil Company of California, on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West, invites you to Let George Do It. Cause for Thanksgiving, another adventure of George Valentine.
Hello?
Dear Mr. Valentine.
What? Hello?
Quiet. I'm 10 years old.
Lieutenant Riley, is that you?
Well, it's not Tom Turkey. Listen, my friend.
You sure it's not? What's that 10-year-old stuff? Hey, you've been jumping the gun on the cranberry sauce.
All right. I'll say it straight. I'm phoning on behalf of a little boy 10 years old.
Well, that's better.
No, it's not. It's worse. Said little boy could no more write you a letter than he could hope to choke. I doubt if he can write.
What's the matter?
He can't talk either.
Huh?
You heard me. I said he can't talk. Oh, I don't mean there's anything wrong with him, or maybe there is. I don't know. But look, Valentine, get over here, will you, right away to my house?
Well, sure.
But I warn you, friend, this little boy never heard of Thanksgiving. If you're going to help him, you better bring your brass knuckles.
Where is he, Lieutenant?
Oh, Mrs. Riley's got him in there trying to coax him to eat. But the only time he'll take a bite is when she's turned her back.
Oh, is he? Where'd you get him?
One of the boys in my department picked him up early this morning at 3 a.m. on the waterfront, the warehouse lane.
Oh, I see. A little on the tough side, huh?
Oh, they all are down there, like a bunch of dirty seagulls and scavengers running loose. We can't even find out who he belongs to.
Maybe nobody. Only 10 years old.
Listen, this sergeant of mine in a squad car nearly runs him down. See, the kid was racing across the empty street, not even looking. Well, Mike gets out to help, naturally. The kid wasn't hurt, but he swung on him, trying to get away, scared to death, and clawed and scratched. And then Mike realized the kid wasn't talking. Not a sound.
Now, that's the part I don't get. Clear it up, will you, Ron?
Well, Mike couldn't even find out where he lives, so he brought him in. My friends, that boy hasn't spoken one single solitary word since. Hardly a noise out of him. Oh, except maybe to cry a little. Only he stops that when you look at him.
But Lieutenant, he's probably a mute.
Oh, two doctors were out from juvenile hall to look at him. One of them said the kid's faking, but they both agree there's nothing wrong with his vocal cords.
Well, what's the other doctor say?
Psychic shock.
Oh, you mean he can't talk because of something that happened to
him? Well, they're not sure. They say it'll take time to be sure. I've arranged for the hall to take him over to try to find his family, if there is one, to feed him and...
But that takes time, like you say, days, weeks.
Now you get it, pal. And the doc says it'll help him a lot better if we could work fast. Because the most likely thing is that last night he saw something. Was mixed up in something that scared the blue blazes out of him, and he was running away.
That'll be 4, 3 a.m. last night. I saw something.
Yeah, but what? Nothing happened down there. Nothing was reported. My department can't just go bursting into a... Huh? Well, hello there, Sally. Hello. You finally ate something, did you?
Big eyes. He listens, but he doesn't listen.
Yeah. Come on in here, son. Come on. These are friends of mine, see? Ah, now, wait a minute. Don't jump like that. I'm not going to bite you. Come on in here.
Wait a minute, Riley. What time is it?
Huh?
1:45,
kid. Oh, good. Hey, look, kid, how about coming with me? I've got an extra ticket to the big football game. Well, I'll get you to meet Big Mike Merileski, the All-American. Maybe you can even sit on the bench with the team, huh?
George, he's just more frightened. He's crying.
You see? You can't get him interested in anything.
But a boy in a football game? I think the doctor's...
Oh, it's Thanksgiving. I mean, a kid belongs in somebody's home on Thanksgiving. Well, are you going to just sit there, Valentine?
I know, Softy. I know. We've got work to do and fast. Come on, Brooksy, take the kid's hand. We're going to go straight at this, at the waterfront front. Warehouse Lane. Great place.
Funny afraid he's tied up, but no people.
Ship jammers. You must have spent some time around there, haven't you, kid? How about the candy store?
You're wasting your time, George.
It seems to get more and more tense.
Yeah. Well, this is where he was picked up, right here.
Oh, relax, honey. Don't just sit there.
Running
and look.
From right to left, so he must have come from this way. Okay, let's move on a little. Cobblestones by the empty warehouse, huh?
George, look at him. This direction, George. George, look out for that boy in the street.
He's not a drink, Jack, no.
What a lovely neighborhood. I wonder if that boy would know anything about our friend here.
Yeah, that's an idea. Wait a second. Hey, you, Shorty.
Oh, you want to argue about it? Yeah, jerk nose.
Come here.
Hey, let go of me.
Hey, Shorty. Shorty, wait.
George, come here. I'm having an awful time. Hold
on. Oh, look, kid, stop it, will you?
He wants to run, too, George.
Yeah, now, easy. That's better. Hey, he'll get away from us if I try to catch up with that Shorty. Look, Brooksy, look. There's a settlement house over there at Murphy's. You know him. Take the kid over there and wait for me, will you?
Sure, George. Maybe they'll know something about it.
I doubt it. 3 a.m. last night. The father out there on the pier is where it happened, whatever it was. So me, I'm going to take it on foot by myself.
Cut it out.
I just want to ask you something. You know that other kid I had back in the car there? You know his name?
I've never seen him before. I ain't done nothing.
What's your name?
I don't know. Let go.
You kids running loose out here by the ships last night?
I was up on the moon eating cheese. Let me go.
Oh, brother, great tribe, aren't you? Stick together. Never tell anybody anything. Oh, now, look, kid, I'm not a cop or anything. I just want to find...
Hang on to him, man. Don't let him loose.
Oh, no, you don't, Shorty. I got you.
Hey, don't let him loose. There we are. Hold him and let me go through his pockets.
Hey, wait a minute there, Skipper. What are you talking
Box
about?
Box of cigars. Left him out on deck. Stolen.
Fine and still...
He hasn't got anything.
No, he's too big anyway. You're not the one.
Not what? Come on, Shorty. Get out of here. You're no help.
I told you, jerk no. Yeah.
Water rats. Same the world all over. All the same. Good cigars, too. First mate, give them to me so I let him stay uptown.
Wait a minute, Skipper. Wait a minute. Were you looking for another kid?
No. Yes.
Something stolen last night, you mean, huh? During the night?
Cigars? No. It was afternoon, a few minutes ago. Come up like rats up on the horses. I tell you, it's awful. Marseille, it was my last port. Same thing. Same the world over. Nobody stops them. Nobody can stop them. That...
Hey, wait a minute, Skipper. This your ship tied up here?
Yeah, leaky old tub full of potatoes. Frenchmen like potatoes.
Uh-huh. Looks about ready to sail. Were you here last night?
What are you peddling? Nope, punch boards, cheap liquor?
No, listen, will you? You have trouble with kids getting aboard, huh?
Characters like you in every port, too. Dock loafers always got a deal. Sure, I'm trouble. That's customs, pier watchman. Nobody can stop them. See those big rat guards? Right over them, like monkeys.
Uh-huh. Did some kids get aboard your ship last night?
No. Now, stop pestering me.
Are you sure? Around 3 a.m.?
Fight was on the pier, not the ship.
What fight?
That's the pier watchman. He's the one spreading the story. Couple of bums, I guess. I don't know. My old deck watch was sound asleep, of course.
You didn't see it.
No. Yeah, I don't know. Woke me up. I yelled shut up out of my porthole, went back to sleep.
Ah, hello there, Skipper Wade. I'm so glad to catch you.
Huh?
Oh, what now? A sailor comes ashore again.
I'm just going to take a minute. It's about a woman, you see. Oh, that I see, and so nice. But right now, I want to...
Get what I mean, Doc Lope was all trying to sell something. Now it's telephone numbers. Go on, Baldy, get out of here.
Wait a minute. I've seen this guy before.
Well, it's not mutual. Skip, if you just listen
to me... His name's Salvori, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I've seen him in lineups. Are you around here last night?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, it's a great neighborhood. Salvori, the big operator. Last trip he was here selling raffle tickets for a three-wheeled automobile.
Oh, but Skip, listen...
Thanksgiving, they say. Well, thanks and good night. You pester him. I'm going backwards.
Yeah.
Hey.
Look at that, would you? Is that what you want to see us about, Salvori? That crowd down at the pier?
Something's
happening. No. I got an ordeal to make.
Come on, let's take a look.
Afternoon, friend.
What's going on?
Don't suppose you have 50 cents or so? See, an old pal of mine. See, he was going to buy me Thanksgiving dinner, you see.
Never mind that. What are those men doing down by the water?
Fishing, sonner. 50 cents is about all it would take, though, you see. Now, this old pal of mine, he would have spent $5, you know, mince pie in the works, you know. That's till last night.
Hey! Hey, down there, hey,
you! Now listen, Buster, did you say last night?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, sailor!
Now, yeah, now it seems to me that... Hey, look out there!
Hello,
Well, he left in a hurry, didn't he?
Body, skipper! Got a body! What? Just fishing him out! Guy floating with a knife in him!
Guy float? Yeah, with a knife.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, see, that's what I tell you. You see, a pal of mine, he was going to buy me a Thanksgiving dinner, see? Only instead, it looks like he got in a fight about 3 a.m. last night, I figure. Yeah, got murdered, see? Tell me, how's about the 50 cents?
Return to tonight's adventure of George Valentine in just a moment. And now, back to tonight's adventure of George Valentine, a boy 10 years old who's been scared to death, who either can't or won't talk. Well, if your name is George Valentine, you begin to understand the reason when you see the neighborhood in which he was picked up by the police. You understand a good deal more when you see that the body of a man has been fished out of the water off the pier. Yes, now it's certainly a case for Lieutenant Riley.
Oh, but what a case. They don't get solved around here, my friend. They just happen.
Okay, Riley. Did your boys pick up that bum, the guy who snipped?
Oh, he won't know anything. Nobody does. The name of the corpse is Lefty Sims.
Well, you seem to know something.
Well, everybody knew him. He's a common thief, that's all. A few big jobs, but nothing to steal down here. He usually worked the city. This wasn't his territory.
The doc says the time's about right. Been dead since last night, around 3 or 4, maybe. Killed and then tossed in the water. What about the pier watchman? He must...
He covers 5 warehouses. How could he see anything? And everybody off duty for the holiday.
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
Riley, what's this stuff?
Where the fight happened? It's a spot of blood, I think.
No, look. Look closer.
Hmm?
Powder. Little pieces of broken glass.
What? Hey, here's some more of it.
Yeah. Oh, doctor.
Huh?
Doc, come over here, will you?
Yeah, sure, Lieutenant.
You thinking what I am, Riley?
Yeah.
What is it?
Hey, here, take a look. White powder. And on a pier where boats...
No, it's not.
Huh?
Talking about dope, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. False alarm, huh, Doc? Well, it might explain why there was a fight, what was going on out here.
Something of value. Yes, of course. Smuggling, you think, huh? Peddling, or...
Yes, I'll do the thinking, Doc.
Oromycin, perhaps. You know, something like that. I can run a test.
Oromycin.
Valuable. Didn't I say that? Drug of some kind. Cure people instead of making them sick. Worth a lot more than dope, too. Easier to market.
Yeah, same thing. Only more in the big time.
Did that watchman say there were any kids on the pier last night?
Valentine, I'm trying to get the doc here to talk English.
Did the watchman see any kids?
No.
Okay, so long.
You're listening to Let George Do It on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Kids.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
A life should define freedom. A life to live in our own way. A life must define freedom.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Capturing the Essence Soul Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Enterprise High School's winter concert is Tuesday, November 29th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Amphitheater at UPREP. Enjoy holiday music led by choir director Alyssa Ani and band director Gabriel Sakuma. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at Enterprise Music Office at 530-222-6601 through enterprisemusic.net or can be purchased at the door the evening of the concert. All proceeds benefit the students of the Enterprise High School Music Department.
Before he was murdered?
I tell
you. Come on, Riley, along the deck here.
Now, look, I promised me a nice Thanksgiving dinner, you see, Lefty did, see? Came past walking up to the pier and never come back.
But didn't he say who he was coming out to meet? Didn't he?
Here we are, Riley. Let's go in here. Hey, Skipper, this your cabin?
What? Oh, no, mine's forward ways. It's all right, the owner's cabin. Nobody ever uses it.
Just want a place to talk.
Already said all I'm going to say.
Come on, you too, Skipper. The name is Stogue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Here's the other one. Bring him in here, Sergeant.
Let go.
Mr. Salvalri. Now I have to stand rats on my ship, eh?
Pick him up in the neighborhood, Skipper.
That's all for now, Sergeant. What about the kid, Valentine?
Oh, he's all right, Riley. I left him in my car out on the street.
So because my name is Salvalri, you think...
You were around here last night, too, weren't you?
Always around. As stock loafers would be.
Yeah, but don't try to cover up so much, Skipper.
What?
Now, listen, all of you. We can't find anybody else with a chance of being out here last night but you three.
I was on my ship. Talk to this peddler.
I said don't cover so much. Salvori's a friend of yours.
Sure. Everybody's a Salvori's friend.
Except the law. Now, look, this is a smuggle case.
A what? Not on my ship. I've never brought him.
Lefty, the man who was killed, knew his way around the city. Salvori, you're the big waterfront middleman. And Captain, you've got a boat.
See what I mean? Cops, they got brains.
Enough to spot an ideal setup for smuggling. Captain Stogue, you bring it in. Salvori picks it up, gets it through customs, and Lefty fit it in someplace in the city.
I think you're crazy.
Somebody was waiting a little while ago to waylay Miss Brooks and a kid who was an eyewitness.
Brooks?
Skipper, you're too fat to run down an alley like he did. Sure, I heard his steps. Sniffy just shuffles. So tag, Salvori, you're it. Because now I know why you ran the first time when we saw the body. It's what proves you guys work together.
No, I know you're crazy.
Because on the pier earlier, you came up yelling to the skipper something about a woman. Well, the woman must have been Miss Brooks. You'd seen her with a boy. The witness the two of you have been trying to find. Sure, Skipper, you were looking for boys when I first met you, too, weren't you?
My cigars. That's all, my cigars.
Never mind, Salvori. The kid out there is going to give us the whole story and a lot straighter than you ever would. Because I finally figured out his whole story.
I never been mixed up in an off-smuggle.
Sure, and never in a fight or used a knife. Why did you do it? Let me try a double cross on you, too? You're under arrest for murder, Salvori.
Come on, I'll take him out for you, Riley.
Let go.
You take the other two.
But I'm not mixed up in this.
Material witness and accessory for you, Captain.
No, please, no.
Come on, out the door. Meet you on the pier, Riley. Here you, Salvori, wait a second.
Nobody's going to arrest me.
Salvori!
Grab him, you idiot! Hold him!
Come on, there he goes, down the plank.
Yeah, head his father up on the pier, up toward the warehouse.
Salvori! You think the sergeant saw him?
Yeah, sure. You'll get him all right. Well, that was a nice act.
Yeah, good idea. Now, come on. Car's back the other way.
Yeah. Hey, did you notice that empty cabin on the ship?
Yeah.
Three stains on the pillow? Empty, huh? I'll bet Salvo's even been traveling with the skipper. Sure, it's a smuggling ring, all right.
Still confused, aren't you, Riley?
Huh?
Oh, it was originally a smuggle, sure. But never mind. You'll never prove anything on this bunch unless you catch him in the act. And, Riley, we're going to do just that.
The only car in the street.
Uh-huh.
We're close enough. But it's been 5 minutes already, Valentine. If this hunt of yours is going to pay off, it better start.
Gotta give us time to run the other way, hasn't he?
I don't see how you can...
Oh, no. I didn't expect a gun.
Come on around the side of the building.
That's my car, Riley. I hope somebody's going to pay for it.
Hold it. There he is.
You're wasting your time, Skipper. The car is empty. You hear me? The kid's uptown. It was a trap, Skipper. The only one who'd stick his neck into our trap is the one who did the stabbing, right? The one who has to get rid of the kid, the witness. So we don't even need to ask the kid now, do we?
Look out! I got him!
Hospital, George. He says he'll get his confession from Captain Stogue, all right?
Keep it down, will you?
Hmm?
The kid's in there. I'm trying out a system. We write each other notes. What about the smuggle stuff, those drugs? They searched the ship yet?
Yes, they've already found some drugs hidden, but I don't understand. What did you say, writing notes?
What don't you understand? How the smuggle works? With a thief, a middleman, and a skipper involved? The drugs that couldn't be sold in this country except through the proper channels, but would sell for a fortune in Europe or on the black market?
Oh, you mean it was to be smuggled out of the country.
Mm-hmm, that's right, Brooksie. And Lefty, the guy who was killed, stole the drugs and delivered them last night. But he got a knife instead of a payoff. And the kid saw it.
George, you mean the boy talked? He's all right?
I guess he will be. See, I was afraid he was, well, maybe the skipper's son or something.
Yeah, I know. But psychic shock, his refusal to talk.
But he's not. He's only known him for a few weeks. Kid didn't even know where he fitted into the plan until a few days ago.
Oh, George, for heaven's sake.
He doesn't have any parents, Brooks. He's just a waterfront kid. But not nearly as tough as he acts. What's missing in the smuggle setup? There's customs on the other side, you know. Who gets the goods into the other country off the ship?
The boy? You mean he was a part of...
Nobody can stop him all over the world. Up and down like monkeys. Perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you'd been with me, you should have noticed. Empty cabin on the ship with grease stains on a pillow. But Salvori is bald. We better buy some shampoo for that kid, by the way.
He was aboard, Dutch.
Yeah, he saw the captain go ashore to meet Salvori and Lefty. He saw the murder. Then he broke out and got away.
George, let me talk to him. This ridiculous business of writing notes...
Oh, sure, he'll talk now. Just been scared to death, that's all. And all he wanted was to be happy. He was expecting to be happier than he'd ever been before.
George, if you don't stop playing clairvoyant...
Well, the captain's the only one who could have brought the kid. Therefore, made him afraid, made him run ashore. Therefore, Brooksy, the skipper, was it. Well, don't you remember how the kid reacted when I asked him to go to a football game, just puzzled?
George, he is writing.
Sure, sure he is. Gives me more time to look the words up in the dictionary.
Hello, Mamsel. Oh!
Sure, Angel, that's why I wouldn't talk before. He wants to stay in this country. Afraid we'd find him out. He's from Marseille. He's French.
Oui, Marseille. Mais j'aime l'Amérique. Eh, monsieur, il dit que... Hey!
French. Here, give me the pencil. And the dictionary. You think you could stand a turkey dinner, George?
Turkey? Oui.
You see? One language. I guess it is Thanksgiving, isn't it? And now we got a pilgrim on our hands, Angel. A hungry little pilgrim.
Tonight's adventure of George Valentine has been brought to you by Standard Oil Company of California on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West. Robert Daly is starred as George with Virginia Gregg as Brooksy. Let George Do It is written by David Victor and Jackson Gillis and directed by Don Clark. Wally Mayer is Lieutenant Riley. Alan Reed was heard as Stove. Dick Ryan as Sniffy. Anthony Barrett as Salvori. Jeffrey Silver as Shorty. And Stephen Chase as the Doctor. The music is composed and presented by Eddie Dunstetter. Your announcer, John Heaston. Listen again next week, same time, same station, to Let George Do It. Your community chest helps care for homeless and neglected children in your own neighborhood. Community chest child care centers operate year-round. This year, make sure you give enough to your community chest to help all year. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
The episode A Cause for Thanksgiving from November 20th, 1950, and lots of familiar voices in that one. Not only Alan Reed, the fellow who provided the voice of Fred Flintstone, but also child actor Jeffrey Silver, and the wonderful Virginia Gregg and Wally Mayer. Hey, speaking of cartoons, Wally Mayer also did some animated work. He was the voice of Screwy Squirrel in a series of Tex Avery animated shorts in the 1940s. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wynn Radio was The Fellers from the Hills. It's Lum and Abner, right after this break.
The bells ring out on Broadway, the horns blow, and there's laughter. The Translux spells out peace on earth, goodwill to men. You read it and believe it, because it's Christmas time, the time for believing in miracles.
Celebrate the holiday season with a whole stocking full of radio favorites in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Great Radio Christmas.
Once more I goes up the ladder with the tinsel, the peppermint canes, the silver bells, the box of dolls, and the popcorn ball dangling from my nose. And finally, after 3 hours, I got wires around my neck, wires in my pocket, and wires in my hair. So I plugs a wire into the wall socket, and what happens? The tree blows a fuse, but my nose lights up.
These classic broadcasts bring you lots of laughs, lots of heart, and even a wintry dash of thrills, mystery, and adventure.
It was music coming from an upright piano on a platform way down the mission hall. A Christmas hymn. But look, until my eyes popped out of my head, I couldn't see anybody. The piano was going, but nobody I could see was playing it.
This 20-episode set brings you every kind of Yuletide tale, from heartwarming to hilarious. Hear holiday episodes of Jimmy Durante, Jack Benny, Dragnet, Suspense, and more. Today, you can get Great Radio Christmas for 50% off and pay only $19.99. Order at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code JINGLE77.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Well, hello, Mr. Kitzel.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Go Christmas shopping with Jack Benny. Raise a glass at Duffy's Tavern and order Great Radio Christmas today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code JINGLE77 to get 50% off.
On every side, goodwill and peace. In every heart, love and kindness.
This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was as we mosey on down to Pine Ridge. I believe we're about to get a crash course on the history of the Jot 'em Down store. Chester Locke is Lum, with Norris Goff as Abner. It's from January 20th, 1943.
My granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dogie's Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jot 'em Down store. This is Lum and Abner.
Well, another day has arrived, and Lum is still doggedly trying to solve the mysteries of the latest questionnaire that has been received by the old fellows. This one, which is currently absorbing all of Lum's attention and talent, is from the State Vehicular Transportation Director, and is apparently trying to discover how much trucking business is carried on in and out of Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner poring over the complicated question blank. Listen.
A state percentage of stocks received and shipped by truck, train,
or... Yeah, Lum, let's give up on this questionnaire. We never will figure this thing out.
No, we're going to get it.
Been sitting here all day.
Well, everybody else is doing the same thing all over the country.
I don't care. I don't like them.
Never leave unfinished task undone. That's an old lettered saying of mine.
Yeah, but Lum...
What's worth doing well at all is worth doing well at all. Wallace said that.
Well, it just seems like all we do lately is fill out blanks of one kind or another. Don't even get our work done around here no more.
Don't worry. We'll get everything done.
I doubt it.
If we get too far behind on the questionnaires, we can sell a store and take up this questionnaire work as a study thing.
Looks like we're going to have to.
The fact is, I sort of thinking about that anyways.
Yeah, well, before you take up this study, Lum, you ought to find out what some of them words in there mean.
I've already did that. I looked up a whole batch of the words in the dictionary.
You did?
Even found out what a fiduciary is.
Did you, sure enough? Oh, what is it, Lum?
It's, wait a minute, I got to jot it down here.
Yeah, I want to know.
It's one who holds a fiduciary relation or acts in a fiduciary capacity.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Nothing to it.
Yeah, well, now, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Huh?
I got to find some place to look that up in now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's important, so no way. These other questions here to weigh on are more important. For instance, how does your gross business...
Wait a minute, Mom. I believe that's our thing. I'll see who it is.
Yeah, hurry up, though. I want you to help me with a couple of these.
Yeah, I will. Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, howdy, Miss E. Strong.
What percentage of your gross stock?
No, I don't believe we got none of them left now. Mom?
Where are they getting big words?
No, we're out of them, too. Well, we've just been so busy filling out questionnaires here lately, we ain't had time to tend the business. Ain't ordered nothing from the wholesale house or nothing else.
Physical year.
That's a good idea. Try Dick Huddleston. Yes, Mom. All right. Goodbye. Mom? Oh, goodbye.
Here's one you can help me with, Abner. What is the valuation of your capital assets?
Huh?
Here, take this pencil and write down the figures I give you.
Oh, sure. What does that question mean, Mom?
It means how much is everything we got worth?
Well, that won't take long. Give me that questionnaire. I can write that down in 2 seconds.
No, just write it on a piece of scratch paper first.
Oh.
And we'll add everything up and just put the total amount on the questionnaire.
Yeah, go ahead. What's the first figure now?
First is cash on hand.
Cash on hand?
$26.19. Counted that up already.
Oh, cash on hand. $26.19.
That's right. Next, building and fixtures.
Huh?
How much is this building and the fixtures in it worth, reckon?
Oh, I don't know. Ain't worth much, I know that. Didn't we get this thing for nothing?
No, we had to pay what taxes was due on it.
Oh, that's right. About $9, I believe.
Wasn't much, though.
No.
Just put down about, wait a minute, though. We made some improvements in the building.
Why, sure. We put some new shingles on the roof up there where it used to leak.
Yeah, made it modern.
Fixed 2 broke windows and built some new steps out there in front after the widow Abernathy broke through the old one.
Oh, yeah.
I believe she is even fatter than she is now.
Yeah, right? Well, her man was still living in. She never had to do no work at all. Just sat around Ed Candy and stuff.
Yeah, ice cream soda. She
just
loved
stuffed herself.
Yeah, that frizz stuff.
Well, say we put that partition in back there, too, didn't we?
Partition?
Yeah, the one for the feed room.
Why, sure, that's right. Yeah, built it ourselves. Don't you recollect we borrowed Eugene Blevins' carpenter tools and done the work ourselves?
Yeah, that's right. Gene was laid up with a broke leg or something, so he couldn't do the work himself.
Yeah, I believe he was. Him and Bessie was living in that little old room up over the drugstore. Hadn't been married for more than a few months then, I don't believe. Recollect we paid the doctor bills and give him some groceries for 2 months for the loan of them tools, Mom.
Jenny's, I'd forget about it.
We sure done it.
How long ago was it? 20 years or more.
Oh, more than that. More than 20, I know, yeah.
Come to think about it, I believe we've still got his hammer around the store here.
Hammer?
Yeah. Or to take that back to him someday.
Yeah, we ought to. Borrowed it from him or to return it. Old Gene had pretty hard going in them days, didn't he? Just looked like everything was a guinea.
Yeah. Of course, me and you wasn't doing too good ourselves.
No.
You recollect how much money we had twixt us when we started up the Jot 'em Down store?
Huh?
$25.
$25?
That's right.
Was that all?
That was our total cash capital.
For the land, say $25.
Now, recollect, we didn't know whether we already invested that money in the store or not.
No.
Studied over that for 4 or 5 days.
Well, I know I kept wanting to back out, but you finally talked me into it.
Lucky thing for both of us that I did, too.
Oh, you
we
can
never
say
would
that.
Have got where we are today if I hadn't.
Never.
Ain't many fellers can start out with just $25 and wind up with, let's see, what have we got here?
$26.19.
I thought we'd made more of a success out of ourselves than that.
You're listening to Lum and Abner. We'll have more for you right after this short break.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Last time on this segment, celebrating Cadillac's 120th anniversary with a look back at all the innovation throughout the past 12 decades. But the company is looking ahead too, especially with its 2023 Cadillac Lyriq, Cadillac's first all-electric vehicle. We caught up with Phil Dauchy, Cadillac's global head of brand strategy.
The car has that bold standout style. Again, original design that we hear is really impactful to our customers and makes us differentiate in the marketplace. We have over 300 miles of range on our 100-kilowatt-hour battery pack, a home charger that's 19.2 kilowatts. Also, you know, we have a 190-kilowatt DC fast charger, and this gives us the capability to recharge the vehicle quickly, almost 80 miles in 10 minutes. You can almost get 200 miles in 30 minutes.
It also has Cadillac Super Cruise, the world's first true hands-free driving system for the freeway. Learn more about the Lyriq at Cadillac.com/Lyriq.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Unexpected awareness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once an angry social media user unloaded a barrage of mean things about a preacher. I mean, the person never even met the preacher, so imagine how the preacher must have felt when he read the awful things this person said. So what did he do? He sent the man a picture of himself. The man wrote back and said, "I don't know why you would send me a picture of you." To which the preacher replied, "Well, with everything you said about me, you sent me a pretty clear picture of who you are, so I just wanted to return the favor." The lesson? Be mindful that whatever you say out loud is actually a snapshot of who you are. For help handling the anger that ill-expressed results in a poor picture of you, check out my new course, Real World Anger Management. Go to Himalaya.com/anger and type in the promo code ANGER to get your first 14 days free.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back to Lum and Abner as they talk about the Jot 'em Down store history on when radio was.
Ain't many fellas can start out with just $25 and wind up with, let's see, what have we got here?
$26.19.
Hmm. I thought we'd made more of a success out of ourselves than that.
Yeah. Well, leastways, we ain't lost no ground, Lum.
No.
How much ought I to put down for the building and fixtures now?
Oh, I don't know. That partition alone ought to be worth something, as long as we did the work on it ourselves.
Yeah. And in a way, it sort of kept Gene and Bessie from starving to death, too, I reckon.
Yeah, well, taking that into consideration, I'd say the building and fixtures were worth
about...
Now,
wait a minute, Lum. Now, I believe you ought to deduct something for that place where we burned the floor over there by the stove. We never did fix that, and that sort of hurts the building a little, I guess.
No, me never. How come that burn got burned that way, anyway?
Near as I can recollect, there's some boy around here fell off a hay rack and run some long slivers in his hand. We couldn't get hold of Doc Miller, and you was going to get the slivers out yourself.
I told you to sterilize a needle for me by burning it. You got excited and might not burn the place down.
Well, I never knowed how much to burn it. I weren't no doctor. I never knowed what you wanted.
Hi, Granny, you know who that boy was, Abner?
Huh?
That was Ned Lubbock.
Oh, that's right.
That's who it was.
That's who it was. He's just taking over on this poor farm. And now he's actually leaving Pine Ridge, I hear.
Yeah, he sold a farm and everything. He went over at Board Guy, a big farm.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Well, I've heard several of the farmers around here say they're going to do the same thing, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk.
All claim they can't make a living around here no more.
Yeah, sure, we'll miss old Ned around here. He's sort of a pillar here in the community,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, sort of. Glad we never did get the floor fixed now. It'll remind us of him once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Awful nice, friendly feller, that Ned.
Oh, he sure is, yes, sir. He's good. Well, how much you want me to write down here for the building and fixtures, Lum?
Well, let's see. Considering everything, I'd say about,
What do you mean now by that fixture business? That's a new one.
That means the lights and different stuff that we've put in.
Oh.
Things you've nailed on the walls and all such as that.
Shells and such as that. Oh, well, I don't reckon now that amount to much. Not none of that trash we got around the store here is a whole lot of good.
Fact is, we ought to get shut of a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, ought to do it, Lum. We
Make
ought to do it.
Make the place look nicer.
Yeah, we ought to do it, Now, for instance, that old motto hanging on the wall back there. That thing's so faded, you can't hardly read it no more.
Well, don't you recollect?
Huh?
Grandma Masters crocheted that for us a long time ago.
Grandma Masters?
Done that to repay us for something. I can't even think now what it was. Some little thing.
Yes, sir, that's right, she did. I know. Her and Grandpa was about to lose that little hand printing shop they used to run, and me and you bought up about 10,000 handbills from them.
Oh, yeah, we had the fiend room plumb full of them things.
What do we ever do with them, anyway?
Well, what do you think the rooms over at my place are papered with?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I recollect helping you do the papering, sure.
No, sir, that motto's going to stay up on the wall as long as we're running this store, Abner. It'd break Grandma's heart if we ever taken that down.
Yeah, well, I ain't insisting that we take it down. Leave it up. I don't care.
Now, Granny's Abner, you know, when you look around the room, every little thing in here seems to mean something, don't it?
Yeah, that's good. But now, Lum, don't you think we ought to take down that old calendar back there in the corner? I know that thing ain't...
No, you ain't taking that down.
Well, it's a way out of date by now,
I
Lum.
Don't care. Evelina put that up with her own hands. That's staying right there.
Evelina? Did she put that up?
Yes, sir, she sure done.
Well, I do know.
Granny's there was a pretty woman, Abner.
No, uncommonly pretty.
Beautiful girl.
Yes, she was. Rosy Joe.
I ought to married her, you know it. She's letting her marry that Spud Gandil.
Well, I tried to get you to, but you always wanted to do everything your own way. Wasn't listening to nobody.
Yeah, reckon I ought to listen to you then.
Yes, sir.
Well, for goodness sake, there's something up there I ain't noticed for a long time.
Huh?
That rope up there with a padlock on it.
Oh, yeah, that's the rope we used to divide the store up with every time we get mad at one another, weren't it?
Recollect the big ceremony we had when we put that padlock on the rope and taking an oath we'd never have another argument or get mad as long as we lived.
I still got a scar from that ceremony.
Scar?
Don't you recollect that fight we had over who's going to have to climb up and put the rope up there?
Yeah,
we scuffled around here for a long time.
Clean scratch on the floor, I know.
Sure did. Oh, well, here we ain't getting nowhere here. Got to get this questionnaire filled out.
Oh,
now.
Yeah? I forgot about that.
Now, what do you want to write down here now for how much the building fixture is worth on?
Well, just write this down, Abner. Just put down there, no valuation.
No valuation?
Yeah. There ain't no amount of money in the whole world that could buy this building or anything that's in it.
Oh?
Put the questionnaire away for today, Abner. Just want to sit here and think for a while.
January 20th, 1943, with Chester Locke as Lum and Norris Goth as Abner. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had a Thanksgiving episode of the detective series Let George Do It. And I mentioned one of the primary writers was David Victor. Well, after radio, he went on to an award-winning television writing-producing career. And two of his best-known series were medical dramas. The Richard Chamberlain-led version of Dr. Kildare in the early 1960s. And a certain program in the late 60s, early 70s starring Robert Young. Can you name it? I will, and then wrap up when radio was, right after this.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready now, go cat, go.
Rock out with the King of Rock and Roll and MusicRewind.com, where you can get Elvis 100 Hits, a deluxe compilation of Elvis Presley's original recordings on four CDs.
Born through a party in the county jail.
Order Elvis 100 Hits today and save 10% off the original price at MusicRewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556. Pay just $19.98, plus receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ELVIS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code ELVIS33 to receive 10% off and reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
60 seconds of service.
94 and still holds the door. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In St. Louis, Illinois, a World War II hero is still serving his community, but in a very different way. At 94 years old, Carl Hall is a hero to kids at Shriners Children's Hospital. For the past 32 years, Hall has handed out smiles to everyone who walked through the door. The veteran has seemingly seen it all in his lifetime. I got over to Europe at the end of the war, going to the South Pole, the Berlin airlift. I was in Iran when they still had a king, he explained. In addition to the happiness he brings into the hospital, Hall has worked with a number of church groups and community organizations over the years and has raised more than $270,000 in donations for the facility.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about writer-producer David Victor. After radio success, he moved to television. And among the series he worked on, the Robert Young-led medical drama Marcus Welby, M.D. Not only was David Victor a writer and producer on that show, he created it. Well, folks, we're out of time, but remember to take a little time and visit the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.